last time on Paint It Black.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
No.
Because if he did, this would be you.
I just read the headline.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Horny porpoise just kept fucking until he died.
That's not Brian.
This was.
Whoa!
He's a two pump chump.
Time out.
This guy had a freak out and banned all slang talk.
Oh.
The next one is probably my absolute favorite in the list.
Okay.
Ebola.
He is like.
You don't want to say that in a food.
In parentheses. Stop accusing people of having Ebola.
That is no. I'm with that. That is actually true.
Cosby is kind of like a voice where everyone thinks they can do it.
Nobody can. Can you do a Cosby?
I can.
No.
Jillian, let's hear yours.
I don't have one.
Try it.
No.
Please.
No! Give the kid a nice jelly pudding pop. Oh, Theo, you're grounded. Oh, that's
Theo,
it.
Theo, you're grounded.
You're the black person here.
Like, yeah. I'm a girl. I can't do Bill Cosby.
But what was the dog?
He did that. Wow. He did do that. Theo,
yeah, but you sound like DMX doing it.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
That was a very loud previously on, probably.
Was
a very
it?
Soft intro.
That's true.
We're really good at this, guys.
Yeah.
It's only been 109
episodes. There's
nothing
wrong with a soft intro.
Was that dirty?
It was, sort of.
Talking to the mic, then.
It was. Very good point, it was.
All right, Paint It Black Podcast. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo!
There's Lou.
Duh, yo. Duh. Yeah, by the way, hey, guys. Duh, yo.
Lou's Bill Cosby was spot on, by the way.
It was okay. It was acceptable.
I thought he was here in the studio.
You already heard Jillian.
Hello.
And Danielle.
Hello.
And over there, we got Andy B. Rules.
Hey.
Welcome back, sir.
It's been a while.
Yeah, Andy B.
The high energy.
I cannot get enough of that horn.
That's all we need is intro music for each individual.
I like that idea.
Oh, that would make the intro go very long.
It'd be 20 minutes before we start news.
But it would be an epic, operatic, majestical experience.
It's something that you do every now and then.
Well, at what point, what would be your intro song then?
I don't know.
Let's think on it.
Yeah, you can't pick your own.
Oh, okay.
You can't pick. You can't Andy pick B own. Rules? I don't know. I'm thinking, like, you got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me. I like that. I can see that.
Anybody else? Like,
Pete could be Meredith Brooks. I'm a bitch.
I'm thinking, Jillian, you're like that Lion King, like, Circle of Life.
What?
Why?
Because you're black. And that's pretty much the only thing.
I want to hear you say it.
Of all the Lion King songs, you picked that one. You said, Hakuna Matata, you asshole.
Well, that one's good, too.
All right.
What about you, Lou?
Well, I can't pick my own.
Lowrider.
Oh, I like that one for Lou.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh,
I'm okay with that.
You know, I was trying to give like the ethnic sting to you, but yes. I just like...
No, that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, what ethnic sting, like, could you say? Like, La Bamba?
That would be a good one. La Bamba.
Like a Feliz Navidad or Sorry. Something. Right. Like,
if that's a seasonal one, you can't have
Christmas
that.
Is coming.
This is true.
I mean, yeah, but that, this next month or so. But then,
La Cucaracha.
Yeah. So what's Brian's?
I don't know. I can't pick
you
mine.
You can't pick yours. I'm giving one.
How about, what would I be without you?
I like a little Ja. Because sure.
Behind every man is a... Is the woman.
See, you know what I forgot about Ja Rule? His first album was Hatin' Whitey.
Yeah.
And then, like, his second album, he just totally mixed up. He's like, you know what? I'm about my woman.
He really did.
But I still hate Whitey was in there, right?
No. He completely got rid of all that shit. They're like, yo, Ja. I mean, come on now. Like, white people buy records, black people don't.
That's true.
Yeah, stop hating the white people.
Is that a thing with him? I didn't like it. I never listened to him.
Long story short, Pete, you're very white. You don't listen to rap very much.
No, I don't. Rap?
Hip hop? I don't listen to hip-hop. Your man's basically bugging me.
Danielle's song.
Danielle.
Everybody's staring at me.
I kind of want to say Barbie Girl.
Is it weird that I was thinking that too?
No, right, it's true.
But I was like, that might be too insulting. I'm gonna
because like you're cute, but you're not a Barbie girl, so.
Yeah.
So it's ironic, and that's what I like about it. We're doing it. Sorry, that's it.
I would like to change Lou's song to "I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller." I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl that was good. Yeah,
when that came around, because obviously I was always shorter than average. People were like, "Is that your favorite song?" All the time. Like, that's like your favorite dude, right? That's your dream? I'm like, fuck off.
That's your dream.
So wait, is that your dude? Is that you've your always favorite? Been short? Because this is new for me.
Yes.
How do you like it?
How did I
you
like it?
You recently shrunk.
Not so much. Because
he was 1'6".
Honestly.
I think throughout the years, he keeps getting shorter.
Benjamin right Button disease, but with height.
Right.
That's me. I used to be 6'2", guys.
Yeah? Would you, like, Hank Hill's dad your legs off or something like that?
That's Cotton Hill, Cotton everyone. Hill. Cotton Hill.
She got hit by a safe and never a quarter.
She has no chance.
You gotta be from the South to watch that shit. I don't watch that shit.
Yeah. I watch it all the time.
I never watched it with you. I watched one episode with you, yes.
Because I realized you did not enjoy it.
So. I don't get it. It's from, like...
I once watched an entire episode about removing a stump from a yard. And I was like, this is not for me.
He took the worst character from Beavis and Butthead and made it like an 11-year series over it. Yeah. I was like, bring back Beavis and Butthead. They were hilarious, right, man. I don't get this southern nonsense.
They brought them back for a little while.
One season. It was actually really funny.
Yeah. But when you watch on demand the old episodes, it's not the same because they can't play the videos because they don't have the licensing rights. So,
yeah. That's the best part.
You can probably find them on like YouTube, the full episodes with the videos and everything like that.
Yeah. It's 2014. It's not hard to find things.
No.
Right. We got ways.
Just steal stuff. That's the message.
That's what we're saying.
Most people steal stuff. I mean, if it's digital, it's stolen, right? More or less.
If it was easy to acquire, is it really stealing? Because I think that stealing implies actual work.
No.
Okay. Stealing implies it's a shortcut.
Junior. That's why they call it pirating.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yarr.
It's a risk. It's a risk assessment. It's like, how much can I gain by stealing, and how much is the risk for it doing it?
Right.
So I may or may not get a letter in the mail saying that I'm being sued. That's probably not happening though.
Usually you get like
cease and desist. You get a warning first.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, stop stealing shit.
That's when you cool it for a while.
Yeah, you calm
you
down.
You switch cable providers.
You switch your IP address.
Yeah, you just get a new IP address and everything's cool.
Yeah, I know that a certain friend of the show, we'll call him Justin Herman. he actually does it through some site that like you pay for the site's fee to like conceal your IP address.
Oh,
it like it has an algorithm that it just basically mixes up your IP address and they can't find it. But it's a pirating site.
Cool.
That's how he does it. And you download it in increments. Like I think each thing's like 2 bits, and then he has a converter to make it into one thing. It's a complicated process, but he's been doing it for years, and he does it like to everything.
This is Justin Herman. Yeah. Justin Herman.
Justin L. Herman.
Luckily. Justin Herman.
His phone number is 516.
No. Blonde.
Luckily, my friend who's tall. the litigator.
He's like 6'4".
My friend who was a litigator for Universal Studios, who worked specifically in the department for anti-piracy, does not work there anymore.
Well, he should get on his shit
and maybe doesn't listen to this show anymore.
He should get well. If he's
then
working
we're mocking
for,
him openly.
If he's working for Universal, he should get on his shit because everyone in their well, she everyone in their brother's been robbing the Universal Monsters blind.
No,
the last 10 years.
She's the head. She's been the head of law for Condé Nast, now AP now, so she's doing quite well.
Yeah, like some of the stuff that's been leaked before the movie's even been released, like Wolverine.
Yeah, but that was a piece of shit. So
yeah, that movie sucked.
I wasn't saying it was good. I'm just saying it was really. It was.
They're like, well,
before it was posted.
At least somebody's watching this piece of shit.
That's what happened to Expendables 3.
Just be happy that we're watching it.
That movie
was out for like a day.
That movie was out on the internet for a month and a half before it released in theaters.
I haven't seen that one yet, but who cares?
Because old men with guns is not fun. No.
They're all right. They're way better than Wolverine. Wolverine, the best part of Wolverine is that Justin bought like Kit Kats. It was like, oh man, ice cream Kit Kats.
I do love a Kit Kat.
That's one of those movies you fell asleep in. So.
Wait, Expendables 2 was the one with Liam Hemsworth?
I don't know. I stopped after
the
one.
The third one was the one with everyone who had muscles was in it.
That doesn't help me at
all. And a lot of people who
all.
Are too old to have muscles.
And all the one is... chick, Ronda, what's her face? She's a sick female mixed martial artist.
Wasn't Ronda Rousey. It was,
what do you call Angry Julia Stiles?
Yeah, Angry Julia, Julia Stiles.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I walked in one day. My mother was watching a movie. I'm like, what garbage are you watching? She's like, I'm watching Expendables 2. She was loving every movie.
She's very happy with herself. Watching.
I love how you, like, how you imitate your mother.
It's ridiculous. Perfect. Nothing beats the time. I told you, she cooked. I'm going to just tell a mom story. So she texts me one day at work, and she just goes, oh my God, my internet's down. The Syrian army are trying to hack me. I don't think they're after you, but they took down the Daily News. I said, yeah, Diane Abriel is not next on their list.
Does your mom have I met your mom. She doesn't have a raspy voice like that.
Has she at any point?
I have not really spent quality time with her.
Danielle, they got me here on Syrians.
I'm going to have supper.
Towelheads are coming in my house.
Has she at any point crossed the Syrian army?
I mean, you
double timed him or something.
She's got a lot of free time, so anything is possible.
Can we get your approval to make like a jihad tape directed right towards her?
If you would like to watch her cry,
we will destroy you with our weapons.
Right.
We will say her name on it.
Next project.
That'll be my next text message. Oh my God!
No, we will take away your view and other daytime television shows, like things like that. Like not any of that. Okay. Well, I'm sure
we'll just speak. We'll just go to like a cave and speak gibberish.
I walk in
with subtitles.
We got the Expendables 2. The next time I see her, I walk in. She's watching Evil Dead by herself.
The new one or the old one?
Old one.
Oh, good. Right.
Respect.
I like mom.
Yeah, yeah. We went to see Predators. Her favorite part of the whole movie is when they rip his spine out by his head.
I love your mom. Yeah,
she's 72. Awesome. She loves, if it's bloody and gory, she's all about it.
Did anybody hear the Evil Dead news?
No.
No, what?
It's going to be a TV show starring Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
Starring Bruce Campbell?
Yeah.
As Ash?
And Sam Raimi's making it.
But I'm saying he's Ash, though?
He's Ash.
And like later in life, Ash?
Later in life, Ash, and he's still a NetSmart employee.
Does he still have a chainsaw?
He's got his metal hand.
Where's
metal
our hand. Ash doll? He that was right over great. Here before.
He's around.
There's too many. Let's just...
We're losing track of all the babies.
All right, so let's get into the news then, I guess.
Yeah.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Well, we should say this episode's going to be a little different. Because all we have is news. We just have news at the ass.
No stupid
people. News, and
well,
more
we got
news.
Stupid people, but that's just more
it's
news.
The same thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like yeah. That's news with another theme.
Yeah.
You just like playing the theme.
I mean, it's a nice little breakup.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a bunch of us have news. So, Jill, why don't you start it off?
All right. In entrepreneurial news from Elite Daily, woman opens culling shop and gets 10,000 customers in first week.
One more time. Culling?
Cuddling.
Cuddling.
I heard culling.
Cuddling.
I was unaware what culling was, but...
Culling.
I was like, that sounds dangerous.
That is a word, but I don't remember what it means, but cuddling.
Weeding out the week, I think.
Cuddling.
Yeah. It's genocide
there
warehouse.
There we are, yes.
You drive me crazy, Danielle. When you, like, put your head into talk, you're like, hey, so, you put your head right to the left or the right of the mic, and just, like, put it in the
I
front
don't want
of the...
to. It's intimidating. It's big in my face.
No one say anything.
And I left that wide open for all of you. Get it? I left it wide open. I'm on a roll.
I know.
There are too many angles to take.
It's a good size, Mike.
Me.
You know.
You're killing.
Is the fact that it's black? That
it is a black one.
Wait here. Here's some more wine for Danielle.
Oh yeah,
give
put that in the mason
wine.
Jar.
Give her more wine.
Okay.
She's doing great.
You're gonna have to name that Mike the Mandingo.
Dontrell the Mike.
Right.
Jamal. Anyway, so please talk into the mic.
So what was it? Cuddling?
Cuddling.
So people go there to cuddle?
Yes.
Let's get a good hug going.
Okay. So tell us more.
Samantha Hess believes in the power of the big spoon. Hess is a professional cuddler from Portland, Oregon, who opened up the first official storefront for her business called Cuddle...
Sounds like a Portland thing.
Exactly. Mm. Cuddle Up to Me. On November 5th, 15th.
It's not even creative.
Mm. No pun.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
Within an average week of business, the 30-year-old woman reportedly receives up to 10,000 email requests for appointments, which she sells in 15-minute intervals. The space is set up much like the popular Japanese cuddle cafes.
Oh, okay. I get where this is going.
Yeah.
With four themed rooms equipped with security cameras. Hess charges $60 per hour for snuggling, as do each of her three female employees. So I think that means you're paying up to $120 a pop.
Here's the deal. And then after that, it's between you and the cuddler to decide how much a cuddle on your cock
is for. No, 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 no.
Go off menu.
No. Hess He's been providing cuddles since 2013 and says the business isn't sexual.
Can you snuggle
That's
my
what
dick,
she
please?
Says. When reality is like side business, sex. Yeah.
Massage parlors also say they don't have sex.
Yeah. No, touchy touchy.
No, no.
That's our thing. Comic Con.
That's Comic Con.
Get your fucking foreign hands off of my shit. No money, money, no touchy touchy. Right?
We should put that in one of the banners next year.
Yeah.
Hess says she provides lonely people with human contact, which is also something that prostitutes have said. But
and prostitutes sound cheaper than this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Some cost way more than this. So well, this the is good ones. Yeah,
the high-end ones, but just go to Harlem or something.
Whoa, no,
just go to one of those, like, you know, fucking this is dumpster
towns.
You mean downtown?
Where the girl takes out her teeth to blow you?
But this is,
oh, Atlantic
this is
City.
Portland.
Yeah. Those are like $5.
That's Atlantic City.
No.
And this is Portland. They're silly with strip clubs.
I want to get gingivitis on my cock. Like,
excuse me while I engages this $5 hookers.
Well,
it's not worth it. Okay, $3. Yuck. Not engaging no $3 hookers.
Please.
No, is there more?
Well, there's
you're on the straight hookers. Where, like, my mind is an
that's
escort.
That's where the
you know?
Entertainment is. Is in the hookers.
I think it's fine. Me and Brian were both thinking escorts. You guys are all just thinking hookers.
He's escorts.
He's a John.
Escorts are hookers.
Escorts. Yeah. Escorts are not. Indoor hookers.
The escort.
They won't fuck you in a bush.
No. Here's the difference. An escort is more like a limo service, and a hooker is more like a cab because you call a limo and you hail down a
some
cab.
Hookers are city bikes. Right.
That's a great analogy.
And right. Julia Roberts working South Hollywood is just make believe.
First
okay?
of all, there's no way that Richard Gere falls in love with her in that movie.
No.
She's a dirty whore.
She's
okay. Like, he doesn't take her up to his penthouse apartment and try to fix her. No.
Do He's, not ruin Pretty Woman.
No, he bangs her out, tips her, and asks her to get the fuck out.
Right.
I've been watching that movie in loop for the past month, so that might be where this is coming from.
No matter what Roy Orbison tells you, that song is not happening.
I love that movie.
Every girl loves you. It. That means you just be a dirty trollop, and then like
yeah. some every girl loves the Notebook. Too.
Some beautiful man that just comes out of nowhere, just it's yeah. Uber money, just tries to save you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, never, ever, ever happen. It's more like leaving Las Vegas. Where you find a total drunk and you try
brutal.
To save that guy.
I've never seen that movie.
Wait a minute. That's not my last relationship?
No, because he was.
That movie might have been based on it.
Just, well, remind me of a weird thing I saw yesterday.
What?
And it's like the way women think.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the gym, and in front of me is a larger, middle-aged woman being trained by a very fit, younger guy.
Like to sit, stay.
Yeah. Bag. Heel, you know.
Be quiet.
No, she's on the rowing thing, and he's, you know, like, showing her proper form. Like, she's sitting there doing it. And she just reaches over and grabs his ass.
What?
Yes. Just reaches over and just cups it and lets it go, and then goes like, ha. And she was, like, old and hideous, so it's like he wasn't getting anything out of it. If that was the other way around,
that'd be
a lawsuit, right?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely.
That'd be a massive lawsuit.
Can I say something? When I manhandle my trainers, I'm least charming and funny about it.
No, she just, like, he's in mid-sentence and she just, whoom, grabs it.
Yuck.
Well, that's what they're there for, but she used to be charming and fun about it.
I would,
no,
like,
I got indignant.
I would cry rape.
I was like, I would have been arrested.
Rape.
Yeah.
I would definitely just holler.
Just start crying in the shower.
Like I'm being fucking murdered.
Rape.
That happens to me, like, when I go out. People just grab my ass.
You haven't punched anyone out yet?
I want to call.
I'm very polite, but it is getting to the point
when
where
you say
I
grab your ass, what do you mean? Just like you're walking the street and some guy's like, whack! Nice ass!
The last party I went, I got full.
Well, party.
Punched
I don't
them
know these
out.
From all in the wall. I got
punch
full,
him out.
Like,
you got double cheeked.
Trust me,
you got two mitts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Trust me, you can get away with it.
I had
it.
A line
it's fun.
Of people, no joke, lined up to grab my butt.
Well, it seems like you had a booth or something.
Yeah,
I did. I was just standing there minding my business.
Stop charging nickels.
stop trying to raise money for St.
$1.50.
That way.
Get out of the change. $2 or $1. You don't want to deal with change.
No, the greatest thing I learned being from my sorority sisters was that when a guy grabs your ass, it's carte blanche. You just beat the shit out of him. You won't get
it
charges because he insulted
just,
you first.
It was a girl and guys. It was
carte blanche.
Was
I can beat the shit out of you. You assaulted
and then
me.
I just went like this. I think it might be time to leave.
Were you at that fucking, like, Tom Cruise party with, like, everyone wearing a like, masquerade
hat? That was Matt LeBlanc. Are you talking about where he was...
No.
He's still got eyes wide shut.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not talking Friends.
Matt LeBlanc?
He was in Friends and a movie with a chimpanzee, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Dustin Jackson.
No. And a short-lived show called
Joey. No, it was like
Joey.
All-Star Chimp. He was like, a sports star.
He was just at a Halloween party.
That's true. He was in Lost in Space, too.
It was like Air Donkey Kong or something like nonsense.
Air Donkey Kong.
All right, so what's the end result with this?
Well, there's a quote I was trying to get to. Where Hess says, we can customize each session depending on your comfort level.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
So I have people who will come in and we won't touch at all. We'll just sit and read together.
Read.
Mm-hmm. This read is a place together. For
is that
broken
a code
people.
Word for something else?
Go to the library if
this
you want
is
to read.
Where the
people.
Broken go to stop from jumping off a bridge.
Yeah.
We're not adult oriented in any way, she says. We just make people feel loved and accepted for who
she
they are.
She had 10,000 cancels.
For a lot of money.
She literally had 9,999
Wait,
cancels.
Cuddle isn't code? Yeah. Well, fuck that.
Cuddle's not code for fucking legal strip, legal hooker joint? Ah.
Boring.
You said
get the hell out of here!
Oh, that's my favorite line.
Cuddles.
Is he just going to hug me?
Yeah, fuck a cuddle.
Yeah, no.
No. You go out on the people, I always see bums on the street, well, not bums, but crazy people on the street, be like, yo, give me a hug. I'm like, well, no, you're crazy, obviously. But they get people to hug them.
They do that at Comic-Con. I don't get it.
Were you with me?
The free hug people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's always like the gnarliest looking dude.
No, but weren't you with me when the guy had the free hug, you know?
And you fucking encouraged it.
I hugged him.
You fed the beast.
Yeah,
you can't feed the animals.
I hold him.
Because then they do it for the whole weekend.
Yeah, you got like free pepper spray.
But he was the first one we saw like that. Then they multiplied.
They're
because
every year.
They saw you give a hug, and they're like, oh.
I do give good
it
hugs.
Works.
Well, I can't.
Girls are going in for this?
I can't kill Danielle too much, because the first year at Comic-Con, same kind of guy walked around, and I was fucking blitzed. So I was like, yeah, it's a hug, motherfucker.
So see, that constitutes cheating.
He probably stopped after that.
The hug and dude at Comic-Con?
No, because our entire relationship.
Didn't give you scurvy.
Our entire relationship
is we have AIDS now.
You know what? Next Comic-Con, I'm going to hug the guy, but I'm not going to let go for the longest.
Oh, please do that.
Like, he will not be able to lose it.
Grab his ass.
Okay, no.
He's going to make it really awkward.
You just hold him real tight, yeah. And when he starts to break away, yeah. Start to cry.
No.
I've been waiting for you for so long.
No.
You're going to see me going past the booth. Him running and me just hanging on to his ankles. Like,
don't leave me like all the others.
Lou, when he starts to break away, you pull him in tighter and you start whispering in his ear.
I have a gun. Don't fucking move.
Don't make
a sound.
Now, eventually when you do have to let go, you give him a kiss on the cheek. That makes it super awkward.
Why don't
nose rubs?
And then look him dead.
Butterfly kisses.
Dead in the eye.
Eskimo kiss.
Look him dead in the eye after you kiss him on the cheek, and then nose rub him.
And stroke his cheek.
I will definitely the and Eskimo less. Kiss.
Can no start right. Singing very softly.
Yes, I'm gonna whisper.
I will be
sweet
your hero.
Hit him up.
Hit him
up. Singing arrows. I don't wanna close my eyes.
Hit him up with one of these, right? And then give him the rough tongue guy.
Oh, no.
Dry, rough tongue.
These people look...
Dry out your tongue for a little bit, like, put like a blow dryer on. Like, the free, with the sand tongue.
The free hug people look homeless. I'm not putting my tongue on that. I will rub my nose.
They bought a ticket to Comic-Con, so they at least got like 100
change. No, they blew somebody.
The girl that talked to Brian looked homeless.
She was. She like ran and like jumped into our booth and was like, yo, man, do you know where I can get, like, fucking Game of Thrones jewelry? I'm like, what is wrong with you, man? Like, where'd you come from?
She's jonesing for some jewelry.
She was jonesing for something.
She was fucking on drugs, hard. She was wigging out. She was on mushrooms or acid or something.
She was fascinating to watch, though.
No, she looked like dirty hippie. She didn't look like cracked out. She was just like...
You know what? Like, if you're seeing It's Always Sunny, when Dennis infiltrated the hippies...
Yeah.
The girlfriend, kind of like that, but the one in the show looked much cleaner.
I mean, so, her nails were just...
Like white girl dreads?
Black.
Yeah.
Yes, but also...
I wasn't there.
She literally emitted an odor.
And she wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
You know she had a full sweaty bush.
Like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There might have been some flies.
Butt hair, too. Like, it went around into the butt.
I'm getting a full picture now. Stop.
It was like a reverse
hair diaper.
She had like the dreads.
A reverse mohawk. Only it's on the bottom.
Oh, that means there's some dreads going on down there too.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Ugh. She was gross.
She probably had like fuzz in her pew. Oh, is that a terrible?
Shaved legs?
Yeah. What are the
odds? No.
Okay. Doubtful.
If they were shaved, she was probably missing patches. It was terrible.
She definitely looked like a she-yeti without her fucking...
She was wearing her JNCO jeans from high school. It was terrible.
I like to say you guys have been so much fun during sorority recruitment when we were judging all the girls during, you know, the time we're saying who's in and who's out.
Yeah, well, I'm a dick. I can definitely judge people.
Hi. Lou, have you met me?
Yeah. Danielle was obviously in already, but I think you guys need to join in, too.
These two thought they were, like, in Jawbreaker or something at Comic-Con. They were just like... You kept making fun of all the people. They were like,
that's
oh, yeah.
That's what we do, and
By the way,
amazing.
That's Danielle and Lou, not Danielle and Jillian at Comic-Con.
Yeah, me and Lou, we had
it was,
a good time.
Lou's more
I think it's just
than
Danielle, because I'm remembering one of the first times I hung out with you. We just sat at a Starbucks and mocked everybody for like...
Yep, the group of guys behind us.
Purple pants.
Yeah, that's right, purple pants. Well, look at this guy in his purple
Well, unless
pants,
you're MC Hammer, don't rock purple pants.
Oh, this guy had them.
Even if you're Hammer.
Normally, I keep the comments to myself, but... I don't know, something about her just brings it out
of
everybody.
Yeah, you just go.
People don't realize how mean I really am.
No, they don't.
I kept doing the, every time you start hating on people, you were like, hate is gonna hate, hate, hate.
Where were you during our Halloween party too, by the way? Because there was some hating that needs to be done. I was like, we're
Patrick
staying out.
Hides when he's around me. He's like, you are the meanest person I know.
You hide from the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really short,
It's
guys.
A big black microphone.
Bitch,
she's real intimidating.
If you do that, it falls. There. Is that better?
Yeah.
But you, again, you when you go and you're like, you go
to
right
the
past
left,
that shit.
Wide left.
All right, we got to get back on track a little bit.
All right, all right. Next story. Mm-hmm. Neighbor fed up with very loud, very short, and very annoying sex.
How short?
All you hear is, Yahtzee!
Well, I will read
Wait, so... I thought, wait, are we talking short, like height short, or like very like
those
short
loud dwarves?
Well, okay. First of all, that headline is misleading. The neighbor has to hear this very loud.
He has to
short,
bend down
annoying.
To hear it.
Are mice fighting?
The letter was posted on Reddit last week. I shall read from the letter now.
Sounds like two crabs walking on a tile floor. What the fuck's going on?
To the residents of Apartment 12. Hi. Firstly, I would like to congratulate you. I would like to congratulate you on the lustrous social life you seem to have been living since you have moved in. It seems as though you have many friends, many of whom are rather good-looking, and I hope being the hub of such a large social circle provides you with life with fulfillment. It goes downhill from here. That's as nice as it's going to get. I can deal with the hordes of alcohol-fueled guests coming and going at all hours of the morning and the night. I can deal with intoxicated foreigners screaming, I love Bond! In broken English as I eat Bond.
What is that?
Like James Bond?
Like James Bond.
Is this about this house? Drunk people screaming about James Bond movies?
Again, this could be
I've been a part of a couple
of those conversations. I wouldn't take a foreign person and be like, I love Bond!
And broken
Bond, crazy guys!
007!
Super spot number one.
In broken English, as I eat dinner with my family, this very well could be our neighbors. I can handle your annoying and slightly western suburb sounding voice as you seem to proclaim you love your hordes of booze filled guest.
Hordes of booze?
Hordes.
Okay. Because I thought this was about fucking.
It's getting there, Lou.
So far, it's just booze and movie nights.
It's a party filled with good-looking foreigners that I want to go to. I know a lot about James Bond movies.
The neighbors just yelling out. Neighbors just yelling out. Jack Ryan's the best secret agent, motherfucker, not Bond. We like Mission Impossible in this neighborhood. Who was that Matt Damon guy?
Bourne,
the Bourne Identity.
Bourne, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Jason, motherfucking Bourne in this neighborhood.
I can even handle the occasional stray cigarette butt that somehow finds its way floating down onto my balcony. I would like to remind you that ashtrays have been around since 1825 and are available to purchase from most good retail outlets.
Yeah, smokers as dick's well, head since 1824.
I think they want you to get to the sex part.
As well written as this
okay,
is, isn't it
there.
More efficient to just like knock on a door and confront the neighbor rather than write this poetry?
You should knock on the door butt naked and be like, poetry. Yo, why didn't you give me an invite, dude?
No, because we've gotten complaints from our neighbors and that's not how it goes down.
They're like, stop playing put it in my mouth all night.
They didn't even say that. They wrote a letter very much like this. Playing loud music.
Is this one, was that letter as meandering as this one, though? This is the most passive aggressive bullshit I've ever heard.
Okay, well, when we get to the point, then we'll go to us. But dear occupants of apartment 12, what I cannot stand is what seems to happen every Saturday night between the hours of 2 and 3 a.m.
Ah, date night.
Let me give you a play-by-play, as I am asleep dreaming of playing the perfect game of golf.
Oh, what a
Oh, this guy is, this guy's the worst.
He's so gay. I near the 13th hole. When
super gay.
When suddenly am I awoken by what I can only describe as a sounding like rhinoceroses attempting to demolish a wall with a jackhammer, whist high on meth and cocaine.
That's metaphor overload.
It is.
This is too much.
This primeval grunting and banging continue to get louder and louder, to which I can only assume the rhinoceroses, or rhinoceri, I don't know, has almost finished demolishing the house, or the aptly named Nick O'Nick is about to ejaculate.
Nick O'Nick?
I'm not really sure.
That sounds like some racist shit.
Okay. Nick, but he's like, let's move all the way down. Two syllables away from saying, Nick.
Right. Or,
this stuffy neighbor, who I imagine sounds like the rich guy from Gilligan's Island.
Right. He probably is looks dreaming like of the golf. Monopoly guy.
I got that part I got.
He was that dude in Caddyshack, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we're waiting.
No, you didn't put the right emphasis on it.
Well, we're waiting.
This guy sucks.
And then the neighbors, who are young and good-looking and have foreign friends, start banging, going crazy. And this guy's like, what? Yeah. I was just dreaming of the 18th hole.
I never have I ever.
I know, I like to
dream. This is outrageous.
Dreaming about your James Bonds and your California raisins.
I know, I like dreaming about it. I know I've always had a good dream about shooting a good game of pool. Like a very, very lame sport.
Well, have you?
No.
Okay.
I do not know who Nick is or how much he weighs. Yes. Oh, come on. This guy's a pompous asshole. Of course it's still going. I do not know who Nick is or how much he weighs. I can only assume it is a lot due to the fact that the several occasions my bedroom slightly begins to shake. Luckily for me...
It's the first time that bedroom's ever shook.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Pictures have fallen off the wall. He's got the picture of the queen. It's like...
The vase was a Ming!
Luckily for me, Nick doesn't appear to last long, and for that, I am thankful.
Oh, that's... You know what? That's just... he's just trying to like make fun of that guy. Yeah. That guy probably lasts all night.
He said 2 to 3 a.m. That's a full hour of sex. That's respectable.
And it's like hardcore sex. Like, he's banging this bitch on the wall.
Right. She's screaming his name.
Yeah.
This guy's dreaming of golf.
Like, Andrea! Or some farm name or some shit.
And by the way, I'd like to say that, well,
it's like a Bond girl.
Well, I can play a pompous asshole very easily. I haven't made up any of this syntax.
I'm pretty sure, too, that this is bullshit.
No, no. I do not wish to pry in your sex life, apartment 12. However, I do ask that before you mount Nick
Please or invite
the
me.
Rhino... Or the rhino. I suggest you bolt the bed to the floor, as so the rest of the beautiful residents here do not have to listen to your very loud, very short, very annoying lovemaking sessions. Uh-huh. I hope you don't take this letter in distaste.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is.
This couple framed this thing, yeah, put it above their bed, and that guy's walking around a t-shirt that just says, the rhino.
At the very least, it's on the fridge.
Yeah.
A goring bitches.
More of a
big dick horn.
More of a request for some common courtesy to the other residents. Thank you. Capital letters.
Oh, thank God. That was over? A chore.
It's over.
I bet you this fuck wrote it on parchment and like sealed it in wax.
with a goose feather pen.
Yeah. A quill by candlelight.
Well, Brian, tell them about the complaint we got.
We just talked about it. With the music.
No, but how it was conveyed.
They sent a letter to our landlord, and he texted a picture of the letter. And it was just like, you people are staying up all night listening and cussing and being vulgar and drinking, and like basically we had a marathon of putting in your mouth.
Well, you did.
Well, no, because the first two times wasn't that funny, or the third time wasn't that funny. But I was like, yo, all right, guys, what do you want to hear? And they were like, anything put in your mouth. I'm like, put in your mouth. And I pop it back on, and it was on my PA system, so it was blasting.
When was this?
That was
all
Pete,
summer.
Pete, no, that well, eventually it was all summer. It was Pete and Amanda's bachelorette party.
Now, here's a funny thing. Well, the neighbors were
upset about
it. I was
there physically, not mentally. It was one of those nights.
Well, the neighbors were upset about it. I was also in my own special way, because what Brian would eventually do is he'd eventually wander up to bed drunk around 3, 4 a.m., turn on all the lights, and start playing it on his fucking iPhone. So I would, he'd pass out. So I'd wake up to all the lights on in my bedroom to put it in your mouth, in your motherfucking mouth.
I wake up, and the worst thing was my phone's like on 2%. It was just like, oh, I didn't charge it.
I could have plugged it in and charged it, but I decided not to.
You could have stopped this song.
I did, and then I decided not to charge a phone because I was like, God, son of a bitch, I was having a good sleep too, and you woke me up to this bullshit.
All right, what's next?
All right, I'll take it from here. All right, let's. Lou sent me these. I'm gonna read them. Yep. All right, there's a couple in Portland, Oregon, who was arrested for
Portland having... again.
No, this is. I'm sorry, I said Portland, didn't I?
Yeah, you said.
I Portland. Meant Springfield, Oregon.
Oh, that's a completely different
home of
horse.
The Simpsons.
Horse of a different color.
So these two, a Kelly Knutson and a Logan Jackson, were
Nutjack, huh?
Went yeah. to a strip club.
That's not
Nutjack.
That's good. Went to a strip club together and after leaving felt caught up in the moment. Walked across the street to their car, parked, and started having sex in it. The car was conveniently located across from a jail, which is where they ended up by the end of the night because their sex display reportedly caused a small traffic jam as people kept slowing down to watch them.
So who the fuck wants to see him?
You tell him. You know what? I looked at the pictures. They're very average people. At least
so
they're not ugly.
They're not unattractive.
You got a guy who looks like Robert Kirkman. Mm-hmm. And
like a plain Jane.
A chubby guy with the blonde beard. Like.
And she looks like straight out of a 90s Kevin Smith movie.
Yeah.
So she looks good?
Like one of those early ones? Like Clerks?
She needs a new haircut.
Oh,
all right.
She's all right.
Like she got
she's
a 90s haircut.
Yeah, yeah, she needs a new haircut. That's
she's probably wearing suspenders for some
she's
reason.
She's got like Bon Jovi hair.
Yeah.
All right.
Acid wash jeans.
I imagine.
Well, it's just a mugshot.
I imagine it. That's what I've been projecting.
All right, let's see if there's anything else there. That's pretty much that whole thing.
She needs a tiny makeover and she'll be fine.
I'm pretty sure. Ah, damn it. It doesn't go into what their bail would be.
$200.
Right.
Slap on the wrist. An apology. And a song.
Sorry, we're not better looking.
All right, next.
All right, next one. Is this offensive? I don't know if it is. The title of the article is, "You Won't Believe Which Brand Just Posted This Offensive Tweet." It says, "I hate tacos, said no Juan ever. Hashtag Taco Tuesday." Said no Juan.
Do we get an ABCD multiple choice?
I'm not even offended.
I'm going to say it's Taco Bell.
I'm going to say it's Old El Paso.
It's Carne de Burro.
Oh, thanks, Pete. The old Carne de Burro company.
Just for the sake of, so for the sake of diversity, Moe's Grill. Moe's Western Grill.
Good guesses.
Chipotle?
But no.
You named every Mexican place I could think of. It's Dave and Buster's.
What?
Whoa. Oh, they have Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, they do have Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, it's actually really awesome, man.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go. Yeah, it's awesome.
We used to go with Brad.
Dollar Taco.
Yeah, we used to close the place down on Tuesday.
I just don't get why this is news. I mean, I'm reading it.
They had to have like a string of tweets like this.
You could put, the thing is, why it's not racist is that how many like pizzerias you go into with like the guy from the Simpsons like statue, you know, like holding the pizza.
Yeah,
like
Luigi.
Yeah, Luigi. And it's like, it's just such a stereotype thing. It's like, get over it. Okay, Juan, no, it's a pun. No Juan ever said, you know.
Tweet was published 1:01 p.m. and deleted at 1:41 p.m.
Oh,
so it didn't even make it an hour. Yet people are like bent out of shape.
People get boners for like
everything.
How fucking weak are we as a people?
If I was Dave and Buster's, it's like, yeah.
You, Spanish guys, you offended?
No.
No, but I mean, like, I think if you switched it out, it could be.
I think
offensive.
They kind of did better.
Like, if
what
KFC
if it
did
was
something
like
about Negroes and colored people, yeah, that'd be offensive. But
if it was like Chicken Thursdays and the pun had something to do with, like, the word blackie. Like,
Negroes, colored, right. Boy, yeah, then I'd be offended.
See, it would probably have been more offensive, you know, as it says, "Come down, beaners, to Taco Tuesday."
Yeah, that would be more, that would be offensive.
There you go. There you go. Directly to the point, yes.
When they drop you back off at Home Depot, we're only a half mile away.
Exactly.
The same parking complex.
I don't even think it's a half a mile.
I would get down. I would get down if, like, for a Mexican restaurant, they gave you like a straw hat and a plaid T-shirt, and you ate in the back of a pickup.
You wore a T-shirt straight from the Goodwill. So it's like world's greatest grandma.
You sat on a curb when you waited to get in. Like, and they're like, hey, how many you got? Five? All right, come here, guys. Yeah.
Well, if you have to scale a fence to get in?
I need six.
No.
Yeah, another one. We got
this. You have to evade the patrol and scale the fence.
There's bear sharks everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But as we're recently proposing now in Congress, children are in for free.
What?
Immigrants, children, young, underage immigrants can stay in America is what we're proposing right now.
I thought you were talking about they don't have to pay for food.
Yeah.
Because children get to stay for free. Children get to come in for free. No questions asked. Children just come on in.
Fuck the kids. All right. Unless they're born here.
Speaking of fuck the kids.
Bill Cosby. No.
So they're rolling in there.
No, that's a segue. Don't waste it.
All right. Segue, go.
School officials in Polk County, Florida have suspended the principal of a middle school that hosted a controversial, unannounced, active shooter drill, freaking out students, parents, and teachers who thought that the drill was a real attack by a maniac with an AR-15.
Oh, man.
Shoot the J. Shoot it!
Holy crap.
Students called and texted their parents in terror during the incident, with some saying that a police officer responding to the threat bursted into their classrooms with his loaded pistol drawn.
So they just what's gonna do now, kids?
Wait, did the cop know this was a drill or no?
The police put this thing on.
Oh my god, what town is this?
This is Florida.
Of course it is.
Yep. Yeah.
Polk County, Florida is all I got.
So I guess they don't know how to tell kids this is only a drill.
Yeah, but if you think it's a drill, then you're not really gonna take it seriously.
Or like tell the teachers. Well,
and in all honesty, the
tell the parents.
Well, schools that tell the kids it is a drill when it's not a drill.
But in all honesty, like I'm going to get serious for a second, guys. The amount of school shootings has become ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yes. If you want them to take it seriously, but you tell, like, listen, when you told me it was a fire, I mean, because I went to school like 300 years ago when we were dinosaurs.
By the way, for listening out there, Danielle's old as shit.
Yeah.
So, but super hot, but very hot.
Whoa. Thank you, Jillian.
Someone say she has a timer on her, but.
I kind of do, if you look at my shirt.
It's also called a biological
back in the day when the Beatles were the biggest thing in rock and roll.
When every child had an abacus.
And cover.
When everyone feared the Ivan and the Russians.
But when we did duck and cover
their text
school,
was said, the civil rights movement was trouble a-coming.
Your Cold War nukes.
When the attacks from the Navajo was still a danger.
Where black people only rode in the back.
You get drills to hide on your desk because the Reds are coming.
Was that finally Revolutionary War? Because I was waiting for Revolutionary War to come up.
When the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus.
Yeah. But anyway.
When we weren't sure if Hitler was a bad egg or not.
Okay, order.
But
point
if you
order.
Said it was a drill, I was like, oh, shit, I get it.
When Buster Keaton had the hot new movie.
And Charlie Chaplin was
do
all
not
the rage.
Speak ill of Buster Keaton.
I didn't.
This just in. Color in movies.
Listen to this.
She would go straight from school to watch a talkie for a nickel.
But here's
she went to the old nickel arcade.
The Nickelodeon, they call it.
See, I was a kid that took the drills way too fucking seriously. Even to this day at work, I take the drills way too seriously. Like I'm
to
actually
fire drills.
I'm
I don't
fire
even
marshal.
Go outside.
She pushes down the first elderly woman she sees.
No, I have to
dive through a window.
I have to search the bathrooms for people and go in the conference rooms. I have a little jacket and everything in the moment.
She's
one of
those? Oh my god.
You're like Jim Thorpe in that shit.
I worked at a department store. I was a manager for years and years. I'm not going to say the name. Whatever. But we'd have to have drills for shooters.
Oh, really?
But we all knew it was a drill. So we'd all sit in there like, you sit in the stock room like, If a real shooter came in, those people would all be dead.
Did you guys handgun fights?
Nothing.
Like, doo, 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 doo,
I'm
doo.
Telling you. So I kind of get why they did it because you would have to take it seriously and you would really see what people do in that situation.
Well, when you don't tell them it's a drill and it involves guns, people are shot.
But I think also,
if I'm in a department store, I stand absolutely still like a mannequin. Like,
I don't think they'd buy it.
I feel like shit.
You'd have to be 7 pounds, have a neck like this long. You ever see the mannequins in department stores?
We got giraffes as mannequins?
Have you been to a department store?
No, but I've seen Paul Blart Mall Cop, and I think this just might work.
But again, I feel like you're right about the amount of school shootings that we have. I think that people are so horrified by it and so scared, like children who weren't even involved when are kind of traumatized, that if you just sent a letter home to the parents,
but saying don't tell the kids or something.
You want to get to their statement?
Let's keep it. Let's power through.
The superintendent said, "I very much regret that this occurred," and said, "From now on, officers will not carry weapons during such practice. Administrators should send a message home to parents at the beginning of the drill and let students know a drill is taking place, thus negating any actual safety there."
If he comes in with,
"This is what you do when a shooter shows up. This is the plan, kids."
If he wants to do it, like, have a big orange gun with a flag that says "bang" or something.
Super Soaker.
Yeah. Then he comes in and he's just like, "Next motherfucker that makes a move in here is getting pizza in the face." I don't know if that's more or less dangerous, but
the pizza gun is way more. That's like, you get to live, but you're scarred for life.
Yeah.
Well, the fat kid in the classroom is going to be terribly disappointed when he doesn't get pizza in the face.
Even the fat kid's going to be like, "It's too hot." Let it cool down. He might be eating people's faces.
He's going to take all the tater tots out of his pocket and be like, "Can you aim for this?"
Yeah, actually, pizza tater tots sounds awesome.
It sounds great, right?
It really does.
Let's do
copyrighted Paint of Black.
Copyright, yeah.
They have pizza tater tots already.
No.
They have tater tots covered in pizza.
No, what about those little pocket things of pizza?
Pop pockets? She's talking about...
Tostino's pizza rolls.
Yes. Those are not tater tots.
They're not.
And stop crushing our dreams.
Those are like baby Hot Pockets.
Stop crushing the dream.
Guys, I'm going to have some time off for the holidays. I say we get into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Make pizza tots.
Well, that's actually a pretty cheap thing. Just get like a bunch of mozzarella, like 8 bags of frozen tater tots, and then add some sauce. The marinara.
We just make our own potatoes. We mix it all together inside the potato. Oh, that sounds better. Fry it.
Sounds like this is a Danielle thing.
Grilled cheese French fries. It exists. We should make
that's
that
a cheese
too.
Fries.
Yeah.
No,
what
it's
happens
different.
When we drink wine
it's
and beer?
Different.
Like,
no
food.
It's different. Very different.
Speaking of food,
yes,
this is what happened to a man who tried to order Taco Bell when he was drunk.
Well done.
We're getting good at this.
You're getting good.
Another Florida one at New Smyrna Beach. The story loses something without seeing his mugshot, so I suggest that everyone looks up his mugshot because this guy has a comical frown on his face.
Basically, it looks like the painting of Sad Clown. Like, I'm pretty sure he modeled it.
If I drew a character with this much frown, you'd say, tone it down a little.
It's like a Norman Rockwell style face.
He's got the sad cat face, the grumpy cat face.
He looks like a. He looks like if Dr. Drew and Grumpy Cat had a baby.
Right.
There's no way you can like take a picture of
the furry Dr. Drew.
Wait, it's Dr. Drew. Every chick that he ever tried to counsel turned out to be a teen mom. Crystal meth.
Is this me or does Dr.
Oh,
Drew?
Oh wait, never mind.
I feel like he would have sex like that dude from Office Space. Like,
no,
just like that.
No, he's a man of exquisite passion. Adam Kroll has discussed this.
Wait, he had sex with him?
He looks like Dr. Drew with blue hair.
One conversation at a time, please.
He was able to produce twins naturally.
So was a lot of people.
But that frown. You could see that frown.
It doesn't look real.
Actually, except for the Nazis, everyone produces twins naturally.
What?
You guys are on a whole other diatribe.
What is going on
here.
Over here?
Yeah. She's talking about he produced twins naturally. Everyone in the world.
All right, enough about Dr. Drew. Yeah, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Is there any other way to do that?
No, he looks
maybe
like Dr.
he's
Drew
a Nazi.
Though.
I don't know.
All right, hang on.
I'm not saying he's not a Nazi, but he could be a Nazi.
Getting crazy.
What?
All right.
Now we're just telling things.
Now I want Taco Bell.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy, 33, drunkenly rode his bicycle into a Taco Bell drive-thru as it was closing and tried to put in an order. He refused to leave until he was served, so they called the cops. When the cops arrived, he was still sitting on his bike near the speaker. Police claimed he had a Swiss Army knife on his belt loop, and he grabbed the cop who tried to take it away from him, and it ended in a wrestling match. And
never should have got to that. Why would the cop take away his Swiss Army knife?
Right.
And got his head all bloodied, too, over... Taco Bell.
He's allowed to have a Swiss Army knife.
I have a Swiss Army knife, and I have one of those.
Why would they serve him?
There is no crime here. This guy was hungry. They promised fourth meal. Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
That knife is useless.
It is.
And he wasn't driving a car.
That is super useful once you want to kill somebody.
That toothpick is useful.
That's what I mean. As a weapon?
No.
Corkscrew, maybe. Yeah. That knife, though.
No.
You can't cut butter with that.
No.
So there's a reason for him being that sad.
He didn't get this fucking Crunchwrap.
Yeah.
if you're looking for a crunch wrap and you're not getting one, that's a rough night.
Yeah.
The delicious hexagonal meat pocket. Now it's the best.
Guys, Taco Bell run.
Applebee's. Let's do it.
Sorry, I had Greek food before you started, and I still have some left.
I had pop chips for dinner.
Yes, yeah,
I'm on a diet.
I didn't read this one, but the headline makes me laugh.
What is it?
Bono got fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he did.
He broke your arm, right?
Yeah.
Papa, tell me a story. Papa, tell me a bedtime story.
All right, I'll just read
hello,
the
headline. Hello.
Bike accident left Bono with a shattered eye.
Oh.
Can you get a shattered eye?
Apparently. Yeah,
an orbital bone or an
I'm
eye?
Guessing it's got to be the orbital socket.
Yeah. His eyes in eight pieces.
What do you
no,
do?
I go want someone to literally beat the shit out of him for being, you know, him.
He apparently... All right, here's what happened. He apparently... And this is a quote from the article. Ate shit while biking in Central Park.
In Central
That's
Park?
That's right. Jimmy Fallon was like filling in for him. He was supposed to be on Jimmy Fallon for a week.
Yeah, I saw that clip.
Wait.
Nice.
No, wait. It wasn't even biking like a motorcycle. It was cycling.
He was in Central Park.
He was cycling?
Yeah,
he's riding a bike.
I thought I was picturing motorcycle bike because, you know, it's Bono.
This guy's a pussy.
It says it'll take weeks for him to recover from this.
Weeks.
Intensive therapy. I have a list of injuries.
How did he fall?
What did he run into?
He, let's see.
Probably tripped on his ego.
It says a high energy bicycle accident. So I'm guessing he hit a rock and went ass over handlebars or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my girlfriends and I were just bitching about the cyclists in Central Park this week. I bet you he was
first guy on the scene was like, oh my God, you okay? Yo, you're Bono. Selfie.
Right. He's unconscious. Take his watch.
You want his list of injuries?
Yes.
Left facial fracture involving the orbit of his eye.
Love it. The album Lemon.
Good thing he wears those big dumb glasses.
He has glaucoma. I found that out because I was making fun of him.
They are regular glasses. You know, they look like the human fly all the time. Left scapula, shoulder blade, fractured in three separate pieces.
Love it.
This one's big. Left compound distal humerus fracture, where the bones of his humerus was driven through the skin, and the bone was in six different pieces.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's rough.
It was in 14 pieces.
Yeah.
Uno, dos, tres, catorce.
Does anybody know why we skip all the other numbers?
It was so good.
<'Cause> asshole.
He's such a piece of shit.
That was amazing.
This is the karma section of news.
Is he made of balsa wood? He crashed on a bike, right? like a pedal bike, not a fucking motorcycle.
Sure,
right?
I've crashed on a bike. I'm never
broken, when I was 8.
Right.
Yeah. I still crash.
I stopped riding bikes when I got a car. Like
again, my friends, they live in.
You don't understand. This is a green form of transportation.
No, because you're.
We're trying to save Africa.
Because a cyclist cycle wrong through Central Park. It's so fucking
annoying.
How do you cycle
wrong?
He's a dick.
He's don't you just like push the pedals and go forward?
Through Central Park, there's certain rules and regulations that the cyclists don't fucking understand and choose to ignore, and I bet you he was one of them.
That's okay.
He's not going off of a ramp and trying to do a double 360. He's just
going forward.
Road,
he's going forward.
How bad could you possibly fall? Like, did a car hit him?
Right. Did he fall on top of bunch of sharp rocks? Which would be kind of awesome.
All right,
he fell into the monkey cage at the Central Park Zoo.
Remember when Homer fell down the gorge?
Yeah.
And hit every rock on the way down? That's what I'm picturing.
But this is Manhattan. There's no gorge.
Right.
He fell like 8 feet maybe tops.
Yeah.
He rolled down a hill.
Like, you really have to try to fall as much as 8 feet in Central Park.
That takes
some skill right there.
No, there's a couple ways to get really fucked up.
Probably.
Was it over the bridge?
Yeah, he... getting mugged in Central Park is the main one.
Was it the bridge?
We don't know, because it's a little shitty, like, Huffington Post thing. But I bet you when the bike flipped, he landed on the basket on the front. And that's what really fucked up his innards.
He got run over by a Power Wheels after that show.
He got a streamer caught in his throat. It's a bad scene.
How long do I have to wait for an ambulance?
The big bell on the front is what caught him in the eye.
I'm trying to think of more U2 ones, and I realize I hate U2.
They're really bad.
I'm going to get to the hospital with
I'm
or
still
without
trying
you.
To get them off
this,
my phone.
Of course, happened on Sunday. Bloody Sunday.
Wait. Did he ever find what he was looking for, though?
Someone get...
He still can't find what he's looking for.
I need to get to the hospital with or without you.
Will he ever be able to dance? Will he ever be able to dance at the discotheque ever again?
I crash into the Joshua tree.
There it is.
Ooh.
All right, so he's taken to emergency room.
It's the sweetest thing!
In the name of love, get these shards of rock out of my shin!
That's rough. Did he have that? Shards of rock in your shin?
No,
that's terrible.
He's taken to emergency room, 5-hour surgery where his elbow was washed and debrided.
My God!
Well, it was in washed his elbow.
They're like, you got an ouchie bun. No, let's wash it.
A nerve trapped in the brake was moved. That's going to be painful. And the bone was repaired with 3 metal plates and 18 screws. One day later, he had surgery to his left hand to repair a fractured 5th metacarpal. It's a bone in you.
This guy's Mr. Glass.
He's like the bad guy in that fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah. That's what they just said. Yeah. Mr.
Unbreakable.
Glass.
I never saw that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I just know it. Samuel Jackson was the opposite of Bruce Willis.
Exactly.
Well, you just gave the long and unfunny joke that Lou did very concisely moments earlier.
I didn't see the movie either, and I still knew what Lou was talking about.
That was the version for those who have seen the film
Thank you, M. Night Shyamalan, for naming your bad guy Mr. Glass and him fucking breaking with everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, with a twist.
Douchebag. Right.
With a twist.
Not a twist. You named the guy Mr. Glass? Like,
it's a name he takes at the end.
Oh, whatever. Who cares to watch
He gave
movie?
Himself the name.
Yeah.
The village was in modern day world. Oh, really? I didn't see that coming.
Spoiler. Someone should make him walk the plank. That guy sucks. And my Shyamalan.
Yeah.
And
he ruined Avatar.
He did.
And my Shyamalan did?
Yeah.
With the wind.
How did he do that?
The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender.
I'm thinking of like the blue like people. Blue like,
no.
Like, he was in that? Like what character?
Last Airbender was the best show and then he turned into the worst movie.
No, it wasn't that. That one with the devil in the elevator.
That wasn't him.
Called
that was the devil?
No, wasn't. He's a part of it.
It says M. Night Shyamalan presents because he like...
He touched it.
He read a short story somewhere.
You know what? He touched it and he ruined it.
Because he got it made like,
good.
But he didn't have any creative involvement.
Good. Those people were smart. Like, good, you brought this to us, M.
But we were getting rid of
done.
I've seen worse movies than Devil.
I can't hear you.
Talking to the big black thing.
I've seen worse movies than Devil.
That was a good movie.
Like every other M. Night Shyamalan movie?
That was good.
All right. I liked a bunch of them.
His best movie was... What's the one with Bruce Willis? I forgot.
Everyone.
Sixth Sense.
He just described 4 of them.
Yeah, he's in like a million.
You know what was awful? What was the one with Mark Wahlberg?
The Happening.
That thing the wind. Terrible. Beware the wind. Terrible.
Yeah.
This is the days that the trees fight back.
Wait.
And there wasn't an Ent or a Groot among them.
Wait, is it nature or an oscillating fan with some sort of asbestos spraying out on everyone?
And Mark Wahlberg played a math teacher. Come on.
What? No. No.
What?
No.
No.
All right, what's
up,
man? Were you
there
when I saw Groot?
Mm-hmm.
That was a good Groot.
I saw that. I have that picture. Luke? All right. MTV is casting for a documentary to discuss the hardships of being white.
Oh, fuck you.
You can't dance. You got a great checkbook, but you know what I mean? Like, everyone thinks that you're lame.
You got no
ass. Here's the ad. Let's read the ad.
Go for it.
Do you feel discriminated against because you're white?
Yes,
sir. Do you think some people treat you unfairly because you're white? Do you think people in your community exclude you or treat you as second class because you're white? Do you feel you're missing out on an important job, school, or other opportunity because you're white? Do you appear to be between... Appear... Means deal look between the ages of 16 and 24. If so, then we want to hear your story for a new documentary on race for a
True
major
life.
National cable
Wait,
network.
Guys, True
They're
life.
Gonna get nothing
I
but
here.
People
right.
from the KKK. That's all it's gonna be.
No, there's definitely uppity white people who think like you know.
I appear to
the
be
the Mexicans are stealing
Mexicans.
Everything. And...
The Dakotas.
He what? Took his job! I mean, who are you? Who's going to actually be on the show?
Pete. I appear to be 18 to 24, even though I'm 375. So we should just put me in there, and we can infiltrate and find out.
One of you needs to put in an application and just be like, I get to work too early because the cabs pick me up right away. I don't get it. I don't have to pay for any drinks, so I'm always so drunk.
I mean,
here's some more.
I've got no street cred because I never get arrested.
These are the actual questions on this thing. It's
I'm actually getting angry, so I'm not talking. So go on.
Are you made to feel guilty because you're white?
No, I don't know.
Are you being pressured to be politically correct because you're white?
Never felt that way.
Have you met any of us?
Are you doing something to address racism in your community, school, job, etc.?
Yeah, well, you black know
what? No, stop overcompensating.
Pete definitely has been pressured to feel to.
That is true from this show.
The political correctness.
People suggested that you just need to lighten up and laugh when they make a race-related joke or plan a theme party? Well, so I'm getting it on both ends from you people.
Wait. Yeah. So it's a problem.
You should apply.
I should apply. I don't look 24.
Is it a problem in the white community that, like, they're like, oh, you can't dance, you starchy motherfucker? It's like, you know what? It's not funny if you tell a joke. You know, you got to have, you know, more sense of humor. Like, I feel that's the opposite problem. I feel like you tell a good, you know, Jewish, black, Hispanic joke. They're like, whoa, that's completely incorrect. You can't say it. It's like, well, why don't you just get a laugh, bro? It's a joke.
Yeah. Has something happened in your life that made you confront your own possible white privilege?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question, at least.
You just tell
that's
them, like,
interesting.
Cracker's the ugliest word in the English language.
It's just so filled with hate.
Yeah. Oh.
Honky?
My grandmother got called.
They had a whole song on that
one. Civil rights movement.
This old black guy called me Massa.
I'm so tired of sitting in the front of the bus.
Yeah, exactly. This is why I said we need to find a word for white people that actually is equally as bad as everyone else has something. You guys need something too.
It's not going to happen.
But we need to try. Let's keep working.
Come up with something.
I think that ship has sailed.
I've been working on it.
There's no good, like, you know, like, word for it, you know?
Yeah, we
you
know need
what?
One.
Do you know
that's
why? Because you're white. So I think no matter
that,
what they say,
yes,
you'll be
exactly.
Like, but I'm white. So.
Between having exactly. black president, once no. we had a black president, we get that word,
doesn't
and
matter.
Then maybe we'll be square.
No.
We'll still get paid more than you. I'm a man,
there's
and I'm
a
white.
Louis C.K. Yeah. bit that he did forever ago, where it's like, oh, one day white people are going to get what's coming to them. But right now,
you know what we got to do is, like the U.K., use the word cunt for both men and women.
I like it. I love that word.
And just why? Make it more
can I,
white.
Can I ask the two women, why do you find that so offensive?
I don't.
All right, now
depends
you.
Depends how you use it.
You're a cunt.
I know that's people how that fit the description.
that's how I'm using it. Like.
In the middle of one of our fights, like the times when I've gotten upset when you called me a bitch... Like, in
yeah, but
a
I wasn't
fight?
Calling you bitch in a
yeah.
negative way. I was just saying, yo, bitch. Like,
yeah. No, that's not how he used it. That's not how it happened. And we're not going to go in a couple therapies today. That's not how he used it.
Whoa, bitch, chill out.
Get away from you, sick bitch.
You said stop being such a motherfucking bitch.
I dropped the MF on you?
Yes, you did.
Damn.
MFB.
Yes. Woo! Which is Woo! Just a level below, maybe two levels below, cunt.
You see, I'm completely aware when I'm being all of those things. So
but
I'm
not being a
it.
Bitch, nor am I being a cunt. I'm being the responsible person in this relationship.
I'm being a bitch.
But that's... I don't know. With the whole people getting upset over the taco tweet.
No, like, that's...
Juan is
words.
That's ridiculous.
It's like John for...
Yeah. Roll off your back.
It is John for Hispanic.
It was harmless.
Honey.
It could have been a lot worse.
There are worse things than cunt.
Right? It's just a word.
It's again, it's all
we're
how
breaking
you
down
use it.
Barriers.
It's all how
I know
you
plenty
it.
Of people that.
Instead of
that
getting
word
mad,
I just
mad,
say it when I get annoyed at things.
Instead of getting mad, cunt. If someone calls you something, instead of getting mad,
see, put it that way, they got
you gotta take the word back.
Yeah, no. Instead of getting mad for someone calling you something, just make up your own goofy word.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like,
I have a whole book that's actually titled. I mean, I've read it, you know, 350 years ago, but it's called
the
cunt.
Bible.
It's called cunt, and it's all about how that word started as a word of ref. Like, you would revere people. Yes, the Bible.
Who's laughing like Snyder Whiplash? No, <dog. laughs>
Galatians 13:20, the first use of the word cunt.
But it's a whole book. But seriously, it's a whole book in how that word was actually a word of, like, respect, and it just progressed to.
Oi!
What's up, my cunt?
You, sir, are the finest cunt in all the land.
Oh, hell ye high cunt.
Look at that.
I'm not going to bother.
It's
I
true.
Believe you.
Yeah, if you Google search word cunt, you get like
this
1,000 matches right. before you ever get to like the
It's like I'm trying to search the band, the band Heart on Google. You'll never find it.
At the same time, my white guilt will speak to apologize for all the listeners who don't like that word and the amount of times we've said it in the past 5 minutes.
He only has white guilt because he's the whitest out of all of us.
Damn straight.
Wait,
cunt.
Let me make it better. See you next Tuesday.
No,
that doesn't make it better.
Yes, it does.
No.
Never.
See you next Tuesday. That's a Come on, Natalie.
See you next
That's
Thursday.
That's how I say it. See you next week. Just like the other word, you say P-U-S-S-Y. Sing it. P-U-S-S-Y.
Pussy.
Can't say it. I can't
that
say
word.
It.
You're part of the problem.
You can't say it?
I've gotten better over it over the years.
So it kind of just be like, now I got to get away.
Now I kind of want to hear you say it now.
Oh, you'll well, hear I can, it eventually.
You know, and
took me a minute.
It's more comfortable for me to say it calling someone a pussy than to referring to pussy.
So, Jillian, would you get offended if I was like, now I got to get away?
I still don't get it.
It's nigga. Now I got to get away.
Oh.
Did that take the sting off of any? Like, no.
Well, it's so obscure.
Now that kind of,
because you didn't know what you were saying.
It's so obscure. See you next Tuesday. Everyone knows that.
The fuck does that even... Like, first of all, C's on... Come on.
Well, it's what ladies say when we want to say that word.
No, I just flat out
the letter
say
C, and then...
Anyway, let's get back to this. Just to let you know what other shows these people are putting out. They're called Punch in the Head Productions, and they're putting together...
Oh! Oh, no. You stay away from that production company. They're horrible. They're horrible people.
Well, I'm getting to that, Jillian. Yeah, they're putting together documentaries about teens who are being slut-shamed, show dog owners, and people with overweight pets.
Time out.
Yeah.
What is slut-shamed?
Oh, slut-shaming is if a girl,
sleeps around and you call her a whore.
Yeah.
Why would you ever do that to that beautiful woman?
That's
what I say every time somebody does it to me.
I actually got a clip.
Just talking this thing.
I did talking to the thing.
You of a girl, to me. Of a girl who got shamed for saying, for just saying this. Listen.
Dirty talk. Just a little dirty talk. And slide right in or right out. Whichever direction you want to go in.
Exactly.
And someone might
to go right out.
She
someone might
got
want to slut shame me for
the
that.
Business.
Just be like, whatever, you prude bitch. Like,
right.
Got a dusty pussy. Like what? Just say that. Right. You're fine.
Except that we still live in a puritanical
society.
No,
then you'd be like,
slut shaming is what we heard about Rhino Guy and his girlfriend in the apartment.
I think all you gotta do is.
No, because that would be directed at her. That would be slut shaming.
What? A man can't be slut shamed?
Yeah, no, a guy can't be slut shamed. You guys are always
tell applauding. That to my ex girlfriend.
The only thing you gotta do to
who
like.
Gave me shit.
The only thing you gotta do to.
I'll tell you the story yet.
The only thing you gotta do to win the shaming part is make the person who's shaming you's friends laugh. So if you're just like. Oh, I'm a slut, blah, 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 blah. It's like, whatever, bro. You probably got, the dirty pussy. Like, you know,
no.
Hairy,
call her bro.
Dusty. Yeah, call her bra, whatever. Like,
Brian?
What?
You need to live in girl world.
I live in girl world. I'm being catty.
No, you're
That's
not.
True.
Cousin girl.
Yeah, but you're also using logic and strategy.
No, I'm not using logic. I mean, mad childish.
When a group of girls are calling you a slut, it's them against
like from their outfit, you'd be like, look, I got your entire
their
ensemble.
Outfit, their
like
outfit, all
bucks,
them all together, all five of them?
Yeah, it's like, look, seriously, y'all dressed yourself in TJ Maxx.
Listen.
So I will not be called a slut from you $25 outfit. Sorry.
Hey, listen, bitch, I get my shit from Amazon.com, not Marshall's.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian likes to play a game called How Much Is Your Outfit?
Yes, I like that game. Start making fun of the outfits. They'll totally get off the whole slut thing real quick. They're like, well, I bought this from... Like, no, you didn't.
Then like, all right, so let me
which,
ask you
which
a
you
question.
Went? You went to the thrift
You'd
store.
You'd make
and
an
rip-
amazing sassy black lady.
you went to the thrift store and you ripped off the tag off of a nice thing and you pasted it on your shitty TJ Maxx like thing.
Put that in black woman's voice.
Boom.
Yeah.
You can hear it. It's like
oh no, you did. See what you did was
three snaps in a Z formation.
Right.
What's a powder puff football team?
That's all girls football team.
A gay football team.
They
all
have
girls.
Yeah.
All
it's nothing but people like
guys
men,
banging
men who could be confused for snaggle.
No, it's all girls. Usually,
it's lady boys.
We
it's
know you're right, butt. Jillian. Let them have their moment.
Oh, yeah, God. Come on. We're trying to.
It's lady boys.
It's like the football team lady. That Duran Duran owns.
That was the closest to being funny and right.
Not
actually.
The hungry like the wolves.
Right.
The hungry wolves football team.
Go girls on film. I asked
Rio dance
because to end our news here, a high school powder puff football team made up entirely of white girls from the senior class took the field
against those girls from Compton.
In blackface.
Come on,
let me finish.
Going?
In blackface.
Yeah! What do I win? What do I win?
Nothing, because you're black.
They play a black team.
You win my admiration as a white man.
Thank you. Do you see how easy it is to predict racism when you think about it for 2 seconds?
Do they actually run faster and jump higher?
Like the $6 million man?
Do they get louder?
Oh, yeah. Damn, they talked to the whole game.
Let's see, they shocked their principal and everyone who saw the photos, but the principal claims there was nothing racist.
Wait, is there a photo?
Oh, there's a photo. Luke, bring it up.
Yeah, I'll bring it up.
First, the Sullivan High School girls' principal thought, oh my gosh. And then, oh, they don't mean anything by it. Just let it go. No one thinks anything of it, but apparently a lot of people thought things of it.
Where are they from again?
He just felt that no one was going to see it.
Yeah.
So he's like, pat of a football game. Who gives a shit what you wear?
You know what? It has
no
mention. Oh, Missouri.
It would be slightly less offensive if they didn't have the giant, like, white lips, you know?
Oh, they did big lips.
Actually,
no, they didn't.
If they had, they like, other colors in there.
They've got the big white lips. They got straight pool on their faces.
What they needed to do is add different colors to it.
The cover is, we just came from all-day spa day. We were running late. We didn't have time to wash off the mud from our face.
That's not the... You just made that up, right?
Yeah, I'm making that up. Obviously, they did blackface. It was ignorant. Now,
here's what compounds it.
They should have never took the pictures.
Is that they were very close to the, you know, now infamous Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
And in the photo, they raised up a bloodied jersey from the opposing team. Jill's face says it all.
This could honestly make me cringe a little bit. Like, this is bad. Like, that's blackface... Oh, dude, that's terrible.
Bloody shirt on a stick, mm-hmm. which it's T-shaped, which is one little piece away from a burning cross.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this is like, without me, like, if I want to just lose my shit and stop being a thinking individual, just take a baseball bat and just break some kneecaps. Just one. Everyone gets one, and then I will lecture you. Feel that pain in your knee right now?
No.
Let me tell you something, and then go from there.
No.
No, I was just going to say, because I can't imagine that pain. You know?
Yeah, let me get a baseball bat and just knock your knee and then give you an hour lecture.
I can't, just can't imagine.
Blue doesn't even use his knees. He's even
plus,
they're about.
That's more of an Italian thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, stop ripping off the Italians again.
It's not a very black... It's not a very black...
Why do the black people got to rip the Italians off again, even in
Vietnam? Fine. I'm going to tie you to a post and I'm going to whip you and lecture you. How's
that's
that?
A white thing.
That's a white thing.
No, it happened to us, you assholes.
That's why it's a white thing.
Yeah.
The actual action is a white thing.
Yeah. Think of something that's
see, drive what, by.
Yeah, that's see, what I was.
What
thinking.
You have to do is too sell quick. Them off to white people.
Too quick. I want you to suffer.
Well, make sure that it's a gut shot. Don't shoot him in the head. Don't shoot him in the head. You give him the rat.
Just
kind of
spray everywhere. It's like,
yeah.
Do you know when you shoot someone in the stomach, they tend to bleed out? I'm not gonna have enough time to lecture you. See, you've ruined my whole plan. Now go on with the story.
Haven't you ever watched Reservoir Dogs? It takes a while for you to bleed out.
Wait, in the stomach? That? Yeah, you'll bleed for like 3 hours before you die.
Oh, really? All right, maybe that's the way to go.
It's fairly painful.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now seems like a good idea. Let's just play the stupid people theme and do the second half here.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stupid people.
Stupid people. That Missouri Powerpuff football team that took pictures of themselves with blackface.
Well, that's what I've been saying. Stupid people is still just the news. All the news we do is stupid people. We should
most
have a separate
segment.
Most of
the people segment. I meet are stupid.
In fact.
Wait, I'll give this. Those are teenagers. Teenagers tend to do stupid things. Whoever were the adults supervising this are the stupid people.
I don't know how racist Missouri is. Sounds pretty racist.
Very
racist.
Very.
That's like kind of west and not as south as
listen,
much as the other place.
Anything that isn't north and bordering water, that's an ocean, tends to be racist.
Well, it borders the Mississippi River.
I said an ocean.
Leads to an ocean?
Not the same.
All right, on to stupid people. A few months, I guess, now, we talked about what I thought the easiest man to kill of all time was. The guy who died from a wedgie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
that's
the dude
possible?
With no hands and no feet.
Oh, the culprit's still large. It's probably Ogre, though.
Because I would beat that guy's ass.
Because I found an easier guy to kill. This elderly...
Was
well,
it Bono?
Elderly, this 63-year-old Chinese doorman was killed by... A deadly case of verbal abuse.
Oh, man!
What? Wait.
Let it finish.
Yeah.
Don't interrupt it.
Sorry. Do you want to do it one more time? One more time.
Okay, here we go.
Wamasaki are very good.
That's Japanese.
You bruise much honor. Come see, come saw with him. Sake!
My question is, did the perpetrator of this crime spit hot fire.
Apparently, she was a hot woman named Zhang. And he, she
sounds
refused.
Like a fucking
villain. Zhang's too harsh.
Limerick.
Zhang.
I don't know what this means, but after having refused her request to drive in reverse direction into the neighborhood.
Oh, she wants to drive
of course
reverse
the Chinese
the
person would want to drive,
drive
in
backwards into my gated community, please.
Yes, that's a Chinese thing, going
she
backwards.
Began berating him, and within 3 minutes, he had fallen to the ground dead.
Wait, one more. I need one more.
One more what? Gong?
No, no. Nit was what I was looking for.
Stop being so racist.
I don't have that one. Yeah,
black people are retarded racist right now.
I can be racist.
Why don't you hate on Whitey for a minute?
Yeah, right?
I thought I did with the breaking of the kneecaps.
No.
All right, so what'd she say to him?
It was in Chinese, so we don't know.
Really?
Translation.
You failure!
You have no honor.
You did bad in school.
You lack discipline.
I have a fortune for you. It says...
Your kung fu is not as good as my kung fu. Right.
Your master...
I killed your master.
Yes.
I can get my whites whiter than your whites.
My duck sauce is way sweeter than your duck sauce.
You have no honor.
I have mother of pearl cream.
I have 5 PhDs. You only have 3.
I like that one.
You do nails like a Korean.
Oh, man.
You get your bowl cut from the cheap barbershop.
They just put like a soup ball in their head.
I feel like if I don't put an end to this, these two are just going to go back and forth all day.
We love the Asian culture, though.
Yeah,
wait. We really my do. Railroad tracks are better than your railroad tracks.
Hold on, everyone be quiet for a second. Seamless.
Nice transition.
Look at that. You wouldn't even know we took a break.
Nope. I actually threw Danielle into a garbage can in that break.
It happened. That's a fact. Yes. It did happen. I saw it.
And she almost bust her head on the counter.
Anyway, back to stupid.
This trashy bitch.
Hashtag this trashy bitch. Come on, please.
All right, let's do this one here. How not to get a job. During
sex? Hell yeah.
During a job interview. It's bad form. Who stabbed a person interviewing you.
No, it's not.
No, nope. If you feel it going south, stab him and run.
Wow. What if the job interview is for stabbing people?
Right.
You aced it.
Good question.
Thank you.
How do I get that job?
Who's hiring you?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to the government.
The government? I don't think government.
The government.
I'm a postal worker. You
it's
know
called
what
assassins.
Mean.
I think at that point it's the government.
It's the government.
Yeah, government.
Government.
All right, this is in Southern California. Guy went in for a job interview. Jose Lopez.
Jose?
Had to be a Hispanic, huh?
Not Juan?
Well, yeah, of course he hit the switchblade, bro.
It was a butterfly knife. Duh.
So he's...
really?
Hispanic points
I thought
blue.
It was machete.
Machete, yeah.
Oh. Machete don't text.
So Danny Trejo walks into a job interview. High fives, all right. Give him up.
Just hanging right
and
there.
Applause. And applause.
So Jose goes into this job interview, and the owner of the business says, "Why do I smell alcohol in your breath?"
Because I'm drunk.
Right. Ordele!
Arriba la raza!
At which point, the interview turned physical.
Uh-oh. Immediately, not like...
Well, I'll read it, all right?
Okay.
When the business owner smelled alcohol on Lopez's breath, he confronted the interviewee about it. In turn, Lopez became angry and then got physical. Police say a fight ensued. But when the boss got the upper hand and put the suspect in a headlock, Lopez stabbed him and ran. Okay. He left behind one valuable piece of evidence, though.
His ID?
His calling card.
The job application.
The Z on the wall.
It sounds like...
I am Zordo.
It sounds Zordo. Like it sounds like a Johnny Cash song. Like you put everything you just explained to
stop.
Guitar.
I stabbed a man in El Cajon just to watch him die.
Love my job application behind.
I wrote my initial on the wall.
Let's see. I think there's pretty much. Oh, yeah. Well, of course, his address was on the application. So yeah, they caught him quick.
It just said the barrio.
Right. Do you check. Live in any town, Mexico?
Mail my check to the barrio, please.
Right.
We only got like 1 or 2 more here. Mm-hmm. So, this is a New York dumbass. How would you feel? Shut that dog
up. No, he's upset because I picked Loki to put him on my lap.
Yeah, that's why Loki's quiet in the official Trojan. Podcast dog. Yeah. And Trojan is a pain in my ass.
Trojan is a villain. Is,
yes.
All right, so what's up with this next one?
He's like the Joker to Trojan's Batman.
Look at that. He was crying because Loki wasn't there.
Trojan's all, like, Loki's all stoic and quiet, and Trojan's just like, ah!
All right, so what's the next story?
But Loki pees on comics.
Loki is on my bad
That was
side.
An accident.
That was the most purposeful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Batman wouldn't pee on comics.
I should have taken a picture of that.
He's on your bag, Lou. You better watch his shit.
No, I think he peed downstairs, so we're good.
All right, so what's next?
All right, we got a 39-year-old man who lived on the Upper East Side. And you know how much he was paying for rent?
$500.
$100 for... a massive rent-controlled apartment with 9 bedrooms?
Wow. No.
Son of a bitch!
And they killed him. Right? They killed him to take
I'm trying to find the amount of bedrooms. It was some crazy number. Anyway, it was his grandfather's apartment. His grandfather, of course, grandfathered in.
Perished. Mm-hmm.
They gave him this crazy rent because they built a large building across the street that blocked out all the sun.
Okay.
So he said,
wait, would Monty Burns build that shit?
Right.
In 97, he agreed to let developers put up a 25-story building next door, blocking some of the air and sunlight from the apartment for ludicrously low rent, $100 a month. Then the grandfather died, and this guy continued to live there. Kill the dog.
Yeah.
Eight-bedroom. I'm sorry. It was an 8-room apartment on the Upper East Side.
8-room, not 8-bedroom.
Not bedroom. Shut up.
Wait, time.
So the dog's dead, right?
Yeah, dog.
Okay.
Where were we? Okay.
I think we were about here.
We murdered a dog, yes. What?
All right, yeah. So the grandfather dies. This guy keeps living in the apartment. But he's pissed off about this building across the way because, you know, he wants his cake and to eat it too.
Really?
So he sued about the building next door. Wanted it torn down.
Dummy.
That's
yeah, he's an idiot.
I would want money.
So this guy, who's done nothing with his life and is living in his grandfather's old apartment for no money, wants an entire building torn down.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
So he could get some sunlight.
He had the fucking Farnsworth treatment, and he's still complaining?
Oh my God, Farnsworth Bentley. What happened to that guy?
No, I was talking about...
Hubert Farnsworth?
Hubert.
But I was asking myself about Farnsworth Bentley a few weeks ago.
That guy probably opened up an umbrella and flew to England.
Like Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Pretty sure he has superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Spoonful of sugar.
Like all gay guys do. Right?
They dress well.
Was he gay?
Was he gay?
Was he not?
That guy was umbrella carrier.
Who?
Not all
he
dandies
was a punk.
Are gay.
He was the black
was
Nanny McPhee.
Not all punk. Dandies are gay.
His actual title was
that guy.
Punk.
He dressed too nice.
Punk.
He was too clean.
Ooh, what guy?
All right, we're having multiple conversations.
Farnsworth Bentley. He was like Puff Daddy's. Like
he was his paw.
He was his man.
He was Puff Daddy's.
He was his paw. I'm telling you, he was a paw.
Are you saying puff?
Poof?
Puff.
Like the UK, they call him a poofster.
No, he was a puh, a personal umbrella handler.
Yes.
A puh.
I thought you were just like having a stroke.
That's right.
He was a puh.
I am very
puh.
Old.
Puh, 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 puh.
Is that what they called it back in old time England where you were born?
Right.
Ah, oh, look at all the puhs.
I walk with my puh until Jack the Ripper starts showing up. Now we got to be a little mall cafe.
Mr. Jack T. Ripper, please.
Then these puhs wanting all their rights and everything.
Love it.
All right, so anybody want to guess what happened to this guy?
He lost the apartment.
He got blown away.
His rent is increased.
He lost the apartment.
You're all very right. That the judge was like, wait a minute. You're an asshole.
Wait a tick.
You're not supposed to be living there. The rent control deal doesn't go for you. Get the fuck out.
Damn.
Awesome. Keep your motherfucking mouth shut.
And that building stands, idiot.
Yeah,
dummy.
He left a good way, man. Like that was a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, $100.
I wish I had that.
I would be moved out.
I'd pay way more than $100.
You have that apartment. Oh, yeah. You keep your mouth shut.
You don't even try to sublet it for more money to make some extra profit. You just lay like
$100. No, $100 for rent. Do you know?
No. Yeah, $100 for rent. You don't try to rent it out for $3,000 to someone else because they might rat on you. You just keep your mouth shut and live there.
You know what? You get
live
yourself
with friends if
a roommate and let it out, rent it to him for like something stupid too, like $400. Enough to just be
fucking
comfortable.
Your roommate for $300 extra, like.
But for him, that's not really fucking him if the alternative is $1,500 for a studio.
You can't even buy an Xbox
One.
Like,
listen,
that.
Buddy, we're friends, right? You can stay with me. I like to live like a little bit better. If you just give me like $200-$400 a month, whatever, we're cool.
Yeah, that's reasonable. I'd rock that to hell with $100 a month. I'd wreck that house, man. I'd be parties every night.
No, you can't party because the minute someone
you can't
in
bring
that,
attention
you gotta stay
to lo- it.
Stay
you
low.
Have to keep quiet.
No, I'm not talking about. I don't live there. I imagine it's like kind of like Joe's apartment. It's like thrashed. I just want
to.
No,
like, no, this is a nice place. It's the Upper East Side, honey. Remember, I used to live there. It's a nice place.
You don't have parties. You have mixers.
Yeah, don't you remember? Yeah.
Cocktail parties. I mean, maybe unless you're on York Avenue, maybe then you can get away with it.
That's too local. Let's get back to relevant stuff that people know.
All right, so what's up?
All right, so next story, Fresno. Well, I shouldn't ask a lot of people in this room about how stressed they've ever been over midterms. Jillian, I'll ask you, how stressed have you ever been over midterms?
So stressed I actually had legit 48-hour hallucinations.
Did you fuck a sheep?
No, I did not.
This guy fucked a sheep.
I feel like I should be insulted that you didn't ask me if I've ever been stressed.
Look, Jillian's the one who brings up Cornell
every
third word.
It's been so long
ago,
we didn't think you could remember. It was...
I've been so stressed out, I lost my hair.
Wow. And to be ruled.
Daniel, I'm sorry, I don't know much about what school was like back in your day.
I get that a lot.
They She's let women learn back then?
She's only 2 years older than me. Well, no.
Yeah, she aced her disc scrubbing final.
She solved a problem.
I make a mean witch! Pie.
Witch!
Witch!
Girls don't do math. Burn her!
Why don't you help Betty
Burn
sew
the
bag?
I like to point out that I never join in on that stuff. So
I'm new to this. This is fun, though.
That's because you're a little bit of the stick in the mud.
Hey, people in glass houses. That's all I'm going to say.
She's saying, Jillian, they'll be all one day
stick
too.
In the mud.
Yeah.
One day, all their body parts won't work, just like me.
This is Viagra.
Yes.
Yeah, but it'll be fast.
Who wants it?
He went straight for the dong. I guess the only part that matters.
Who wants it that point, buddy, huh?
What happened now?
No one wants it at that point. Viagra, stop it.
Does anybody ever notice on Viagra commercials how all men are like these like
handsome
old rugged, like
the ideal?
No.
It's the ideal grandpa.
Never
that you
gonna happen.
Pop? Yeah, I know.
You never
that.
Have that bushy eyebrowed grandpa just chugging away like
wheezing.
Yeah. I always said there's a reason why I always said there's a reason why God made your dimp go limp. Just
your
go
dimp?
With it.
What's my dimp?
Your dick.
Is that my dick?
Your dick.
Your dimp.
The reason why your dick went limp.
It sounds like a midget dick.
That's your
like
limp dick. Dimp. Yeah. Your dimp.
Your dimp. Yes, your dimp. It's not.
It's different shape. It's square instead of
circle. It's dimp. It's fine.
It's got three balls and plays a tune. It's weird.
You don't need it. You don't need it for that anymore.
You're done.
Your
dimp can fuck if it wants to. It can leave its friends behind.
If your dimp don't dance and if it don't dance,
it
it's
ain't
no
dimp
of mine.
Listen, we're done baking babies. You're done basting
bacon
them.
Baking babies?
Your dimp can't
it's
bake
oven.
Babies.
I got a bun in the oven.
This is Jillian's head one too many.
You
no.
Some evil witch.
Vocabulary.
Yeah. You've heard this question.
You can't bake babies with your dimp.
Jillian's childhood home was made of candy.
You've heard the term, I have a bun in the oven? Well,
her doorbell was a gumdrop button. It was.
I thought that meant they had a yeast infection.
Ew.
Whoa,
no.
I just had Annie
no,
B come out of nowhere with a yeast infection.
A bun in the oven is a baby, you know that.
A different kind of infection.
A wallet infection.
A wallet infection.
Well, I'm just saying that when we can't have the oven work anymore and you guys can have the baster work anymore, that's just God at work.
Are we forgetting a man fucked a sheep here?
Yes,
oh, yeah,
you are trying
to.
Go on.
23-year-old computer engineering student was so stressed for midterms that after a night of heavy drinking, he fucked a sheep.
No, that's not what did it.
I don't believe it.
That's his story and he's sticking
to it. He just wanted to know what it was like to fuck a sheep.
Was he in Greece?
Oh. Fresno.
I was going to guess Ireland.
Fresnopolis?
Actually.
Like
Fresnopolis.
Actually, Ireland is where most
state.
Sheep fucking takes place.
No,
Ireland.
No.
That's
great.
Ireland and England.
Racist.
This is California,
Ireland and England.
People.
Well, I don't believe just, you. No. Have you ever read the Daily News? There's a lot of animal sex.
I believe him. I believe her just because most sheep, I think, are in Ireland. So naturally, most sheep fucking probably takes place there.
Yeah, it's also in a lot of Irish literature and English literature. If it was ratting on themselves.
If that was the only place with dogs, it'd probably be
fucking. And the Catholic Church also documented a lot of confessions with that. Yeah, that's right. They document your confessions.
Dear Lord, I have sinned.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That I thought we killed that dog.
No, it's a demon. You can't kill it.
It came back from the dead.
Exercise that.
So this is in Fresno, California.
Fresno, California.
Fill up the toilet again.
Let's see. The guy was taken into custody after a student heard weird noises coming from the campus barn. Investigating, the student found the man sexually assaulting an ewe.
That's a sheep.
Which is
a female sheep.
No, that's what I say when I see that.
Ew.
They call it revolting, yada yada yada. Why would you do that? Blah blah
blah.
They called
it a bad time.
Why would I do that? Because I want anthrax. I'm trying to get out of this test tomorrow. Anthrax will get me out of this test tomorrow.
I'm sorry, is anthrax located in sheep's pussy?
Yes, yeah. You can track anthrax from sheep.
Fuck what? You. The anthrax
now,
is really? Like a dust or something.
Here's a
that
here's
sounds like
Jill's
a bunch
of.
Yeah, that sounds like baloney talk.
Sheep, sheepskin drums in Africa. It's a problem. It's one of the ways you can contract anthrax. It's also in the soil in Africa, too.
I think it's Africa that's doing it.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Fresno.
This is Fresno.
California.
Well, I'm just saying sheep carry anthrax. Fucking a sheep is a great
way to
get
anthrax.
Well,
going beyond that, there's a worse repercussion than anthrax.
Most of the hate fucked a sheep.
If you fuck a sheep in today's day and age on a college campus, the internet will know about it.
Wait. Unless you're trying to get in Delta Tau Delta or Sigma Chi or SAE, there's no reason, and you shouldn't. There's no reason to fuck a sheep.
You heard it.
I'm pretty sure.
Frats are sheep fuckers.
The second I was joining a frat, and they were like, you gotta fuck this sheep to be in the frat. I'd be like, first question, like, did you all fuck this sheep? And they'd be like, yes or no. I'd be like, if they were like, no, I'd be like, well, fuck you then. If they were like, yes, I'd be like, you guys are gay.
Here's
like, I'm out.
The point is, if you do this on a college campus in 2014, I mean, the sheep already has a Twitter account. Probably. Making jokes about this guy constantly.
He's a small dick.
Wow. And that's why we bring
him. He was bad in the sack.
That's pretty good. But by the way, tip off for pledging. If they put you in a room with the sheep to fuck it, don't fuck it. That's how you don't get
punch
into the frat.
Mouth.
College sucks.
Don't fuck the sheep.
Frats
you won't
suck
get in.
I would never fuck the sheep.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to. That's the test.
That, what? Why is that a test?
Because they don't want a sheep fucker in the fraternity.
So why would you put them up to it?
That's a pretty easy test.
Because if a person's willing to do that, you don't want them in their frat. In your frat.
Yeah, but why would you do that to the person? You're the asshole.
Yeah.
But they're the asshole who fucked sheep and the asshole.
Well, why would, you, bring
end,
why would you bring a guy sheep?
In the end, everybody's an asshole.
Yeah.
The sheep's not.
It's just something you just
poor
don't
sheep.
Do.
The sheep's not.
Poor
That's
sheep.
That's true.
Poor sheep.
The poor sheep's just a victim.
Poor, poor sheep.
Someday, one day they'll rise. You watch, you
sheep.
Watch, you're going to do it.
It's going to be a woolly revolt.
The sheep shall rise again.
Like Planet of the Apes, but with sheep?
Yes.
I don't know if Dawn of the Planet of the Sheep has the same impact.
The meek shall inherit the earth. Sheep.
Caesar. No.
All right, what's next?
There's a new thing going on in New Mexico where middle school kids are snorting Smarties.
Candy?
Wasn't that already a thing?
Everybody did that when I was in school.
Really?
Oh, man.
Were Smarties invented then?
No, back then.
Smarties were invented in 1908.
Shit.
So yes.
It was Sweet Tarts. It was Sweet Tarts. That thing that you, the fun, whatever, the dipping thing, you took the...
Fun dip.
Yeah, you didn't actually do it the way you're supposed to. You snorted it. I don't eat candy, so I just know my friends told me about it.
I don't eat candy.
When I was
you
in high school,
totally
I saw someone
candy.
Do it with
it's
salt.
Totally worth it.
I just like chocolate. That's it.
That's candy.
That's candy.
Awesome.
But I like fine chocolates, and Brian will tell you that.
Well, you like
still
that
candy.
Fucking...
I enjoy
she
it.
Likes packaged mud.
Like... I only like the finest. Hershey's. Mars
no.
Bars.
No.
Reese's Pieces.
Hershey's Kisses. The sweetest of all kisses.
The lowest I'll go is Lindt or Godiva.
Wow. That's not true at all. She had Russell Stover's in that fucking mouth.
Are you trying to come across unlikable on this thing?
Russell Stover's?
Oh,
no,
Julian.
No, I'm being honest. I was always a weird kid. I didn't
I only
candy.
Eat the finest 80% cocoa.
What is this? A Whitman sampler? How dare you?
They are delicious. Sir.
I spat on Whitman and all his ideas.
If there's not minority blood in my chocolate, I don't eat it.
I need blood chocolate.
I like chocolate diamonds.
Brian, bring me blood chocolate.
There must be edible gold in my chocolate.
There's no children's blood in this.
This doesn't smell like child labor.
It's only funny to me. I've been this way since I was 2 years old. I don't like.
I like your commitment patties.
Yes,
this doesn't have tears of the Indians in it.
Corn syrup.
Listen to Danielle stepping up. Like I'm the people's champ here.
Woo. I don't like corn syrup.
I do.
Jill, you're missing.
Because I'm American.
America.
I try. Yeah. I don't like
it. Is this America? I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
You're damn right it is. We love chocolate and hot dogs and pepperonis.
And corn syrup.
And Whole
strippers
Foods.
And handguns.
And Whole Foods.
And Bud Light.
Play living in America, right?
We only like baseball when we're drunk. And football in the winter time.
I don't know.
I don't like hockey in winter.
Lou.
Well, we only like hockey because of the Dippin' Dots and the fights.
Oh, the fights and the
Dippin'
Dots?
Candy. They have Dippin' Dots in hockey?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I'm watching.
They actually, when a guy bleeds on the ice, they chip it up and that's how they serve you.
Delicious Canadian blood. Sweetest of blood.
Yeah, like
maple syrup and ice.
I was about to ask it. Should I move to Canada? Is that where I belong?
It tastes like maple syrup and Molson.
I love Whole Foods. I love Pure Yoga. I love Equinox.
No, you need to go to LA.
You're gonna lost snow, Dad.
I don't wanna go to LA.
You just described LA. Yeah.
No, I'll be the ugly girl in LA. I don't wanna be the ugly fat girl in LA.
Will you though?
Yes.
LA is like superficial.
My most gorgeous girlfriends are considered average in LA. I'll be a fucking dog.
Stay here on the East Coast. We're all fat.
But you're black, so you'll be
happy.
Like a niche.
No, there's hot black girls there too.
Are there?
Yes, very hot black girls.
Are there?
Of course there are. I was just going to say, like, probably not too many ethnics.
Every hot black girl you know from a movie. All right,
here's the thing. Would you rather bang a 10 who's like, meh, or a 5 with spunk?
Are you talking
Are you talking to the men?
No, we can apply. Make this for you. Apply, make it a man thing.
Yeah, apply that to men.
I'm going to
say... Would you rather bang
a... Is a 10 good in bed?
Beautiful guy?
No.
Brad Pitt, who doesn't put in an effort,
or a guy who's rich, who does?
No, God, damn
I've
it,
done all of those rich. Things. He doesn't need to be rich,
honey.
Prepare to be
it's
slut-shamed.
It's not about money. That's a
callback.
An average-looking guy who puts in the effort in bed, or Brad Pitt, who just lies there like a slug. Average guy.
I don't even care about that. Like, are you a douche? Because if you're a douche, I kind of don't like you. If you're a cool guy, then you're all right. That's it.
Yep.
There's so many variables with girls.
No, with girls, I'm an average guy, but I've only won points with spunk.
But I feel like if you were to change your shirt once in a while, you'd be above average.
I feel like you have
That's too much. Says the guy who wears the same shirt every time I see him.
This is my undershirt.
You wear it 7 days a week.
Under my shirt.
Right, you have met the last, 14 guys that I've dated.
You dated all those dudes in your personal
life? I mean, you know, whatever.
It's blue today. It's blue. You sometimes wear brown or red, Pete. I'm on your side.
I'm like, I've never seen this guy in a different outfit.
I've never
it's
seen him in a full
jeans
sleeve
and a gray tank top. Shirt.
They're
this
rolled
is
up.
Shirt.
Cause it's hot as balls in this room.
It is very hot.
Pete is stepping up his game.
Rolling up his sleeves.
Rolling it up. Who knows?
Look,
maybe
if I wanted to show off my shoulder hair, I'd wear your clothes. But look, I don't like that look. It's not my thing.
When he really wants to look good.
It's not anyone's thing, Pete.
Pops the collar on
I
that
wish
back.
I had.
Hold up.
Oh, please pop the
Do
collar.
It. Pop it.
Pop it. Blah. Pop it.
Oh, yeah. Pete's ready.
You look like you belong in New Jersey now.
Wait, no.
Let's hit the town, Louie.
No. Jersey has to unbutton the top button, and I've never seen anyone pop a collar on a plaid shirt.
Nobody needs to see that on that top button.
It's a new thing.
No.
It's fucking Canadian chic.
All right.
Canadians.
Okay, so the original question the girls have answered. I want to hear the guys answer.
Oh, I think we all went for spunk, right?
I like hoes.
Spunk.
Yeah. So is that spunk, honey?
Yeah.
It's a hose, you know.
Yeah. Effort
the
is
effort. The effort.
Effort is yeah. It's all about the effort.
Is that unanimous?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I didn't hear Andy effort. B. Andy B?
Yeah.
Andy okay. B he'll say yes to whatever.
Andy B, perfect 10? Right on. Okay. Andy B, a 5 with spunk?
Yeah.
And it'd be a 2 with diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah. How about a 2 with no teeth?
I don't feel like a
Brown Thunder.
Rolling Brown Thunder.
All right, so now we found the line for Andy B.
No Brown Thunder for me.
It's a two with diarrhea.
Two with diarrhea.
Brown Thunder, sorry.
Speaking of gross women.
Fuck you, poopy hunters.
But speaking of disgusting women, it takes us to our final stupid person of the night. This is a photo-based one, so I'm going to describe this photo. Lou and Jill can probably see what's happening here. I want you to take a look there. What do you think's going on in this photo?
Oh, I've seen that.
It's a Sasquatch jacking up in front of a small girl, because that's why.
What's happening in this photo is a Florida woman is so desperate for booze that with her maybe 4-year-old son in tow, directly next to her, she is in a liquor store.
Sucking someone off?
Shoving a bottle.
Yep. I've seen that.
Uppercuts.
So I was almost right.
Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah.
And her son is beating right on it. She's a
beast. No, she's a beast with a child doing something unseemly in front of it.
And that child's looking on like, what is mommy doing?
Such ease, too.
Yeah, that thing, oh my God.
What kind of bottle was it?
I was about to ask the same
question. It's hard to tell from the photo. It's lost in the matted hair.
It's not small, though.
Because if it was Woodford Reserve,
there's a big gap.
If you're to judge,
there's a big gap.
I'm going to go CSI on this. If you're to judge by the aisle she's in, assuming she took from that aisle, of which there are missing bottles, that's a
bottle of liquor.
That is a magnum of
wine. That's the thing. Like, everything in that aisle is not travel size.
But, yeah, no, that's not. But look at how. Okay, I'm going to get gross here, but look how far she is spread.
Right? She got a handle on it?
But my
friend,
she's up
to the handle. Between the hands and the legs.
Looks like she's up to the handle.
She's all bow-legged, walking like a duck. Like,
and the kid's like, oh, hey, that fits.
Here's the disgusting thing. It's Patron.
Wait, no.
I like Patron.
No, think of the bottle shape.
Yeah.
guys, the answer's in front of you. You guys are all enjoying Woodford Reserve. Do you think that's what she's attempting to steal? Because that's
we're looking at. All right, we got a bottle here that's shaped like a ping pong paddle.
Yeah, I don't think that would
fit into anybody. No way, not happening.
I don't know if that would...
That wouldn't work.
If her vagina is an evil monster?
Well, she clearly had children, says the disappointed face next to her.
Obviously, he slid out with ease.
What? Child number five.
That's just like that. That size.
That kid strolled out disappointed.
But honestly, what do you think? What bottle of liquor do you think she's shoving up there?
I'm guessing wine. That looks like wine to me.
That's a Grey Goose bottle, man.
It's a bottle, though. Whatever it is, it's a bottle.
If it's a woman, it's probably wine.
That looks like vodka.
No, but she's a hardcore alcoholic, so it might be vodka.
Or tequila.
No, because vodka you can put into your wine.
Was she Mexican?
How are you a store employee at this place and you don't hear a woman like 2 aisles back going...
It doesn't look like she's having a problem.
No, it does.
That's not the noise.
It looks like she's about to light up a cigarette.
Somebody get a slide whistle. So like,
the noise is. Has anyone ever seen anyone practice Lamaze? It's deep breathing, in and out. No, not that point because you're not pushing out.
I don't know. I've never seen anything but movies.
Slide yoga. No. The video actually has some
in
audio.
With the
wait, wait, wait. Lou's got audio.
Out with the bag.
There you go.
That sounds about right.
She was pretending to like cough and get it up there.
Objection. Sorry, sounds like Parliament to me.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was. All right. Is there anything else?
Did she get caught,
or is this after the fact?
No, it's basically just a commentary in the photo.
Yuck.
Which I found really captured my imagination.
I'm glad that my Sasquatch photo observation was so right on. A beast doing something unseemly in front of a child.
Yeah,
definitely right. All right, so that's all I got.
Word.
All right, so you want to do a game?
Was that somebody's stomach? Yeah.
No, that's Trojan. Or is it Loki?
No, it's Chewy.
It's a dog.
What kind of game? Let's do Living in America, maybe. That's easy to do.
You guys gotta give me a country here.
Let's do Mexico. We haven't done our brothers from the south yet.
That's true. We did talk a lot about Mexico.
No, Argentina's harder than Mexico.
Yeah, sure.
Mexico. Argentina.
The Mexicans?
Let me.
Argentina
hold up.
Or Mexico?
Speak amongst yourselves for a minute.
Why do you do Mexico? It's so easy. Do Argentina.
Feel
my
good.
Favorite shit. Man.
Loki looks really excited about this segment right now.
If we could just get like instrumental and just
used to talk about a dog.
Put new vocals over it, that would be
You're gonna replace James Brown?
That could fucking happen. But what it's if not hard to do?
We're just like, ow, Brown cats,
Lou,
making fun of shit.
Lou, are you busy on Saturday? We'll just do that.
We could do that. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, come over Saturday. We'll get that done. We'll write our Bear Shark menu.
All right, so let's see this Mexican.
How to survive.
Hold on, I'm pulling up the scoreboard here.
All right.
Let me just reiterate the rules. Anyone who hasn't played, I don't think you played any, and you haven't played Danny.
Yeah, who's played? Well, you know what?
I forgot.
For the listeners.
You can win points for being incredibly right or incredibly funny.
Or racist.
The funny points are better.
Racist is funny.
There's three categories of right. You get the answer right, you get a point. Get the answer wrong, you get a point. If you get the wrong answer so off base that I find it amusing, you get a point. And we're gonna
Everyone gets a point, is what you just said.
No, because
everyone's gonna die.
If I'm not amused or interested in your answer, you get no point.
Oh, nor are you right. Yeah. You're just a loser.
We are not amused.
Hold on.
Like the queen.
All right, so let's do it to it.
I have the record for the most right points.
Well,
hang on, I need to make one more comment.
Don't brag about that one.
I have the
record. Come on, I have so little in life. Don't give me that.
I have the record for the most wrong points.
But funny. But funny.
All right, here we go. Let's start this off. Let's start at the top.
What country are we doing?
We are doing Mexico.
Oh, God damn it. Fine. Now I'm not going to get any right points.
What?
Well, let's start easy.
You don't know about Mexico?
I don't care about Mexico.
We're going to start easy.
That's racist.
It's not racist. Okay. I don't care about Canada either.
Racist!
Who's on Canada?
Yeah, and I didn't get any points there either.
Did we do Canada?
Yeah.
Mexicans are the new black.
We did Canada?
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's the first question?
I thought those were the Hondurans.
All right, guys.
Yes.
Head in the game. Focus. Yes, mm-hmm. Ready?
First question.
Mm-hmm. Start easy. Capital of Mexico.
Mexico City.
I'm not going to tell you what's right, what's wrong. I'm just going to mark them.
Max to capacity sedan.
El Diablo.
Honda Civic.
No, wait. El Dorado.
Taco Burrito.
That's a national food / motto / anthem.
That's his answer for everything for this whole
That's the capital.
Game.
Hold on. I'm tallying.
Wait, points. I can't be more specific.
Capital is El Dorado.
You can keep going all you want.
I would like it to be a teal Honda Civic with a silver spoiler on
with
the back.
With an erector set spoiler.
You get how the game's played.
Wait. She's got help. She's got a chihuahua on her lap.
I do.
Yeah. Tell her it's teal.
Oh, with leopards.
Delamant has his still leopard.
You're leopard. An illegal leopard.
Leopard fur seats.
It's the city of Carne de Burro.
It's a low rider that jumps nice up and down.
With the crucifix hanging from the mirror. And the mother
with Mary. With a flame pink job.
Mary on the half shell.
All right, what's the next question there, Pete?
Hold on, I'm so tired. Look, the more answers are spit out, it keeps me very...
At some point, you have to stop.
It keeps me very busy here. I got to mark the ones that are worth it.
We'll pause.
All right, I want the flag. Describe the flag.
Right, you want the right answer first?
Let's go in a circle.
Jillian, we're going to let you start.
Right answer first. It's green on the left side if you're facing it, white in the middle, red to the right, with an eagle holding some bullshit in the center.
That doesn't sound
Do you want the
right.
real answer now?
All right, I'm next.
Do it in a circle, yeah.
It's in a burrito covering. It's printed on. And it's Santa Ana getting bucked up by Sam Houston.
Mm. I'm erasing one of those points.
I like that.
It's historical.
The butt fucking through it.
Sam Houston, you know?
Yeah.
All
right. It's the Home Depot symbol.
Very nice. Wow. I like it.
Andy B?
It's a guy in a poncho and a sombrero sitting down like a... All tucked in.
Taking a siesta?
Yep.
If you say speed, with a bottle of tequila.
Louis?
No, I can't say speedy.
Damn it!
That's too easy. I'm going to say it's a tortilla. With the image of Razor Ramon burned onto it,
it's a flag with Slowpoke Rodriguez lifting up his poncho just enough that you can see his handgun.
Don't fuck with me, Holmes.
It's a picture
of I don't want to call Machete. My cousin Speedy.
It's a picture of Machete riding a burro.
It's a picture of a donkey show.
Whoa! Okay. That's just gnarly.
Pause. Let Pete tally.
I'm tallying as we go. I'm tallying. Don't worry.
Holy shit.
A picture of a dungeon.
All right, that's easy. That's easy. Wow. I'm trying to find one that's got like a good...
Who's the president of Mexico?
Apparently everybody.
All right. La policía.
Yeah, all right, let's do that. President of Mexico.
It's the police.
The Social police. Commentary by Jillian.
They don't rule anything down there.
The president of Mexico?
C.S.B. Gonzalez.
No.
Damn it!
It's Chucharito. He's a soccer player.
Oh, I forgot.
I was like, is that like a company that makes
beans? His name means little pea.
About two people listening are like, yeah! Riba!
Daniel.
It's not Juan.
Not Juan.
Not Juan.
Not Juan.
His name is Juan.
I'm going to put you down for right.
It's not, but I'm going to do Valdez. It.
Okay. The right answer is Machete.
Machete don't tag.
That goes down as right.
Machete is always right.
They don't have a president. They have like two different houses, one ruled by Cheech, the other by Chong.
And their children fell in love, and it was very Romeo and Juliet.
It's a constant thing of like just checks and balances.
This actually doesn't have to do with the president, but the Congress over there is all dressed up in mariachi outfits. Little unknown fact.
Their political parties are just burros and nothing else.
It should be noted our new photo, our new image on the podcast is us as the three amigos. I don't know why I've
three.
You're in a lot of trouble, mister.
I feel very akin to Mexico. All
right, so let's
easy question. Currency.
Peso.
Oh.
Show off.
Kidnap children.
Oh. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Social commentary.
Mm. Do you want us to come back?
Crossing the border.
Hot tamales.
Shut up, Brian. You already answered.
I can answer multiple times.
El Dorado Gold.
They still riding that shit.
The curse of Montezuma.
Right.
Aztec sacrifices. Oh, fine. Aztec and Incan sacrifices.
Oh, man. Pictures of Guadalupe.
Lawn care.
That's what I was trying to think of before. I get like mother of.
It's like, how much does this cost? Mother like, of three
Guadalupe. Mother of Guadalupe.
The mother of Guadalupe. The Madre de Guadalupe.
You want a Coca-Cola? You must pay me 5 pictures of Guadalupe.
And the prayer candle.
The currency is lawn care. It's like, how many Moses this cost?
And one still beating heart that you cut out underneath a rising sun.
It's
a candle of Mother Teresa.
No, they're really not that big into her.
Well, perfectly prepared.
Oh, they love Mother Teresa.
Do they?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and the candles.
The candle, I think.
Well, they're Catholic, but not Catholic ethnic groups are pretty.
Any Catholic group loves Mother Teresa. Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
It's a bag full of oranges.
Side of the road oranges.
Yes.
All right. Next?
I just on a side note, I didn't know that there was a major Mexican-American war in the 1800s called the Pastry War.
What?
Whoa!
Where they teamed up against the French.
It was like Guy Fieri.
Were they fighting over the croissant?
Yeah.
I don't know, but. That sounds.
People ran over the hill.
That
like,
sounds delicious.
That's all like churros versus croissants.
Wait. Did the British send over Gordon Ramsay as well to help in some way?
This was 1800s, Julian. Don't be silly.
Yeah. They may take our lives, but never take our Twinkies.
They will never ever overcome our croissant.
General de Pipiquito.
General Hostas.
Get ready for a creep attack.
All right, national anthem.
The cucaracha, the cucaracha.
That's a gross song.
It is.
That's a gross-ass song.
Right.
What's going to use?
They're, I don't know the name. It's just...
A good old hat dance, yeah.
Let's see... Is it the Alabamba?
Alabamba.
Well, give me a second. I'm bringing mine up.
All right, Danielle, that means it falls to you.
Oh, man.
Brian needs an audio aid here.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Can't get.
What's Eddie Guerrero's intro music?
I lie, I kill, I lie, I cheat, I steal.
That one?
That is so racist.
I'm going to give you and Brian a point for that.
My first real summer job was working at Great Adventure at the El Sombrero. And, I had to listen to that.
See, the whole time
and do the whole spiel to Welcome to the El Sombrero.
This is actually a cool song, but this is their national anthem.
It's a great
Wait, no, this is an ad.
But as an goddamn Christmas! Oh, sorry, Lord.
Give me like 9 seconds. You'll hear the
Nacho, Nacho Man. I want to be a Nacho Man. That's mine.
That's a good one.
That's me winning.
Nacho Man.
I'm surprised I don't have a cue up for just, you know, Hispanic stuff.
You guys are never.
Oh, I love this song.
Woo!
This is Robert Rodriguez's band. Shingon.
This is their national anthem.
I
didn't go funny, it just went cool.
Hold on. Let it play. This is good shit. Ready? Oh, damn. Things just got sexy.
Right.
This is where you fight vampires.
It is getting many.
And a Mexican bar called the Titty Twister.
Alright, so any more questions?
No, this is...
I'm enjoying this song.
I'm kind of on the song. This is on my iPod.
You just go up... I get in the zone with this, you know? I can go up to any lady.
Well, alright, we got one more.
Well, I got an answer now.
You got an answer.
It's Andale, Andale, Arriba, Arriba!
That's how they say hello.
How about the Mexican national saying?
Handle.
Well, the next question.
Is how to say goodbye.
The next question is the greeting, the official greeting.
And Danielle just hit the nail on the head.
Handle.
And then you shoot past each other. All right. Point given.
Okay, it is. They take the two revolvers from their sides,
shoot them gotta up have in revolvers. The air,
while screaming.
Let me go in the middle, because I have nothing funny. I have accuracy again.
I kind of like lose there.
It's Buenas Noches. Right, it's for the evening, Buenas Noches, and for the daytime, Buenos Dias.
You get buzzkill points.
I got nothing. I said I had nothing.
Brian, you're up.
All right. You grab each other by the by the hand, like in Predator with Carl Weathers and Schwarzenegger. You flex and then stuff a taco into each other's mouths
while grasping hands.
While flex, like pop.
Wait,
and nibble. This is nibble taco.
I know what it really is now. It's the Three Amigos greeting.
I.
Yep. Mm.
I'm gonna say
I'm gonna be doing that all day because that stupid drawing. Like that's how I'm gonna walk into work tomorrow.
I'm gonna say the two guys they take a bullfighter stance.
That's Spain.
Doesn't matter.
Spain colonized Mexico. They do that there too. All right.
They jump into a giant tortilla, go over a cliff, and go.
All right, I have tallied the points for right answers. Who wants to guess who won?
I'm Juliana.
Juliana.
Yeah, well, she ran away with it because the only other right points I gave were for Brian and Andy being funny. For most wrong answers, I'm sorry, Andy. You're on the wrong side of things. But you win. You win that. Funniest. That was a battle royale. It came down to an almost tie, three ways, between Brian, Lou, and Danielle.
Woo!
And in the end, only one walked away, and that was Lou.
Ooh. Always is
Viva la mantequilla!
Mantequilla!
Montezuma's revenge!
He's channeled into his heritage and blew past the rest of it.
He got to be funny because he has carte blanche. Or carte negro, I should say.
I've got just an in.
Blanca.
With the people.
Carte latina?
Wait. No, negro. They're black. They're black in the Americas.
What?
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Sorry for historical accuracy again.
You are the biggest buzzkill ever.
Everyone brown was oppressed. Everyone in brown was
We get it. We're terrible.
Yes.
Eat your white guilt. Eat it.
I'm going to dance instead.
Yeah.
Hey, and you set up the song.
Eat your white cake. Well,
no, but Brian. Can you play it again?
Somebody's got cake. Pete has cake.
No, eat your white Jillian. Cake. White cake.
White.
White cake.
I can't hear you. Even as a white man.
It's great.
I feel good.
I feel great.
If you feel white. And you're Italian. Against,
it's amazing.
With MTV.
You're Italian.
You know what? For this one, we should have been like,
living in Mexico.
Andre!
Arriba! Arriba! Okay, that deserves a high five right there.
Gotta find a coyote.
Take me across the border!
Alright.
This is why Mexicans hate us.
I was very impressed by that.
Do they hate us? Because they keep coming over.
No, they love our country and our freedom.
They face bear shark after bear shark to get here.
That's true.
They also face a nice giant river.
Yes.
Filled with bear sharks.
And then, of course, they have to deal with the militiamen of Texas.
And bear sharks.
And bear sharks.
And just general racism.
And bear sharks.
And the militiamen in Texas. I said that.
And the donkey shows.
Yeah, he fought off three bear sharks.
He fought off a donkey show.
Four.
He's wearing a black
four
mask.
Bear sharks.
Four bear sharks. This puppy. Four.
He's wearing. He used to do the Z in the wall.
That's right.
Have we ever addressed that Loki's infected chihuahua and that's why we make all the.
He's a giant chihuahua. He's not a little teacup chihuahua. He's a giant chihuahua.
He's a full size fatty fat.
He's like a Labrador chihuahua.
Who pees on
Pete's
drawings?
Before we call it
8 to 10.
Before we call it a night, Danielle, we're gonna tell that story because, after all, as we often neglect to mention, we are a comic book company.
Oh yeah, we do that too.
So, do we?
We are gonna tell what Loki did this week. We're gonna dog shame.
Wait, before we do a chihuahua themed song, I'm sorry, story. We should maybe get a song. With that.
Yes.
I love this fucking song. Alright, so Danielle, please tell the story of what little Loki did this week.
And say it in accent.
Well, Pete gives me the drawings.
Say it in accent. Pete gave her the drawings.
Say it in accent.
I am the penciler.
Los dibujos.
Pete is the penciler and I am the inker.
She inks the drawings.
I trace the drawings.
She's a tracer. Yeah.
And then, me papi, he comes in. And the he little says, no, little. I do not like this drawing. Pete, you are stinky. I take your drawing, I throw it in my wee-wee pen. I piss all over it.
Sounds French, right?
I was like saying, sounds French.
I heal us all. I pee on your stupid artwork.
But
you stupid American.
It's a great French accent, but I think it's weird that your Mexican accent is actually Parisian, actually.
It's a fancy Mexican dog.
It's a fancy Mexican. He's from Mexico City. Yeah. With money. I like that.
He's like, I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster. And your father smelt of elderberries.
Very nice, Pete.
Either right, way, he peed on Pete's drawing.
Let me try doing it in a Spanish accent. I was like, Peter, I don't like your drawings of this skull guy. I said I threw it on my wee-wee bed.
I'm going
to pee all over it. Son, es al chapato.
He was like, Ese, I pee on your feet.
He went straight cholo right there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he gave Pete a look that meant like,
yo, you ever get your shit pushed in? Yeah.
That's a go. Do you get
training day?
He's got his little tongue out. He just put his little tongue out on that when he liked it.
Yo.
You ever get your shit pushed in?
You're finally speaking my language.
No, Loki,
Rasa.
Loki has a lot of really fantastic outfits, but I've yet to see him in a flannel shirt buttoned all the way up to his little
A cholo
yellow outfit.
Yeah.
White socks all the way up.
Homework assignment, Danielle.
All right, so we should maybe start the wind down on this?
We are going to call it a night. How long we do?
How long is this?
I'm just curious.
It's like 2 hours plus.
Oh. Because this is eliminating most of the filler.
We're just getting longer, that's all.
That's what's happening. All right, so follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Please do, because Lou's getting lonely over there. Like us on Facebook. Lou, I saw you posted on there as well. And Danielle's been taking photos this whole episode.
Lou's been busy. I've been busy.
Apparently, we got books for sale off the Facebook page by our good friend and writer, Dave Namer. He's annoying, but deal with him. He'll get you a book.
It's a good book.
What am I missing?
Donkey Show.
Donkey Shows. Danielle.
Stop, no.
No, sorry.
We got Andy B. Rules is hosting a donkey show called Donkey Show Quixote.
Donkey Show Quixote. You don't want to see what he does to that burro.
He fucks it. Spoiler alert, dick!
Loki's tongue out.
It's not till episode 2. Episode 1, foreplay.
We're working on new comics, Soul Brother and Night of Redemption.
And don't forget Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort by
Big Cats.
Big Cats.
Who will be on the show eventually. And yes, we're going to call it a night.
Yes, I'm going to let it go to this song.
So for myself, Pedro Berg Fernandez Martinez II.
Alejandro.
I'm Martinez.
He is a Martinez.
I'm a Martinez someone. Brian Katz. Lou Figueroa. Andy B. Rules.
Andy B. Rules Martinez.
Daniel Abreola. And Jillian Gray. Close the door behind you. Hot.